Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. Yeah. They could never stop me. That's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Loafers, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me, whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver holds six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We actually had my son, Markeith, came on the air. He's 15 years old. And he was talking about his generation with our generation. And, you know, is it the same or what's the worst thing about it? Which was a great topic. So I got to inform him. It was a great topic. Love how you came out. Love your enthusiasm for it and everything. At the Markeith, we had up-and-coming artist Mike Mowette. He's doing big things in the music industry. We played his smashing single, Addiction, and, you know, let the people know what was going on with him, what was his inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist in the music industry. At the mic, I did something different last week, which I think I'm going to do every last Friday of the month. I played the artist tracks, the up-and-coming artist tracks, and people called in and gave their comments and thoughts on the artist material, which was a good thing because this way the artist knows how certain people feel about their music. You know, everybody have a different ear when it comes to music, and I think that's what I'm going to do every last Friday of the month is rotate the artist's music and let the listeners call in and the callers call in and give their point of view on the artist material. To hear last week's episode, you could go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's D-E-E-Q-U-E Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Deborah Carter with the DQ General Question. Debbie, if you're listening, when you come on the line, I don't know if I'm going to say your last name correctly, so I'm going to let you say it when you come on. That's how we're going to do that, because I want to make sure I say it correctly. And after Debbie with her GQ General Question, we have artist Boom Bastic. He's doing crazy things in the music industry. He got a lot of stuff going on. He has tracks you won't believe. So we're going to play like two or three of his tracks that's hitting the nation real hard. After Boom Bastic, we have up-and-coming artist Monterey. He's doing big things. This is the first time DQ College has artists back-to-back. So like I said, this year I guess we're going to change it up a little sometimes, you know. Instead of having one, we might have two, you understand? Then we have the special guests, celebrities on, or however it goes down, pioneers, however we're going to do it. And Monterey, we're going to play his smashing single, I Love New York. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Debbie and her DQ General Question. This is Rich Money, DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
Fearing the Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her. Took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that. Haters wanna see that, but I got him aggy, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Oh, If you hear God, make the fire disappear when they fear God. Take away my fear when they in the fear of God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
Welcome back to GQ Palace, and with me, like I said, I'm going to announce her name as I know it, but she's coming on. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. It's an honor to have you on. I know you're doing big things, but let the listeners know how you pronounce your name.
It's Debbie Carter Panikiet. It's actually a Dutch name.
Okay.
Not sure what it translates into, but everyone can just call me Debbie. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I don't want to say the name wrong. I'm like, oh.
Right.
So I really thank you for being patient with me on that. I really do.
No problem at all.
Would you like to let the listener know a little something about yourself? Because you got a lot of big things going on as well. That's why I'm really honored that you came on General Question.
Well, it's truly an honor for me. I have to say that right back to you. And I think your show is absolutely fantastic and fabulous. And what your son did last week was outstanding. And
thank you.
But I'm a big fan. I'm a real big fan. So truly, it's an honor for me. I really feel blessed to be here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to tell listeners a little something about yourself?
Sure, I certainly will. I'd like to say, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God for just the opportunity and just feeling so ever so grateful for being on GQ. And I just want to say I come from a huge corporate background, everything from banking to real estate, all sorts of wonderful things. And then all of a sudden my heart turned to what I would consider a life of service, which is more or less helping others. I have a lot of different companies, and one is called Helping Hands, and the other one is called Helping Hands Worldwide. And what we do with those great companies, I have some great people working with me, always with me, never for me, always with me. And we network with organizations all around the world. It could be things as small as helping just an individual with the special need they have, anything from the homeless. We did a huge program for Feeding America. We did a feeding the hungry across the world. It was a huge event that we just participated in about last month. We work with the elderly. We care about the environment. We work with a lot of wonderful organizations about getting things taken care of, cleaned up, recycling. We work with unemployment. We work with our veterans. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
And most of all, we try and lift up as many people as possible through encouragement. I would say, just through encouragement. Just through encouragement. I'm also writing a book about my life experiences, reflecting on it, and, hoping to share that as a positive attitude and just put that forward, because I think that's something that is a little bit lacking right now.
Okay. Well, I definitely agree with you. And that's why I'm honored to have you on. All this stuff that you're doing, and, you know, the helping people out, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of people don't do that. You understand? They feel they got there. They don't want to help nobody out. If they got it, and they know they could help them out a little something, no matter what it is. You know, chip in, help the person out, help people out.
Exactly.
That's what
mine
is about. You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And to me, the only time New York really helped everybody out was when the terrorism, 9-1-1, you know, everybody rest in peace. But that's when everybody came together. When everything got back situated, everybody split back apart and it was like, hey,
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? And, you know, I want to reach out to your callers and them that call in. You know, usually it's something I've realized, too. It doesn't have to be something huge. I mean, I can toot my own horn and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But once again, I emphasize that I work with so many different people, and I'm truly blessed to know so many people, including Eric Bendros. And it's about just the smallest little thing that you can do for another individual that, you know, just is a blessing on their heart. It's amazing. And that's what I'd really like to focus on tonight, with an attitude of gratitude. What are we actually grateful for, and how do we feel blessed? You know, what brings us joy in our lives, and how can we improve on that? Most of all, kindness. You know, how do people express kindness? You know, do you want to cut somebody off in traffic, or do you just want to slow down a minute and just go ahead of me? Where's the fire?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's your topic, right? How to express your gratitude and your kindness.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Debbie's topic or stay on the line to hear the show. If you're on your PCs and you want to go on the air, the number to call, like I said, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air as well and give your point of view on the topic. Me personally, Debbie, I think, you know, but some people, I feel like some people take kindness for a weakness, and those are the ones you really got to watch out for.
This is true. This is incredibly true. And people say if you're kind, you're weak. And I disagree. I totally have to disagree. We don't want to be taken advantage of, you know. Everybody has, you want to keep your boundaries. That's really important. But is it so difficult to actually ease someone else's burden and just know that you've helped them in a special way and just walk away with that wonderful feeling in your heart? I know so many people really are just, you know, money, out for the money. They're out for the gratitude. They're all out for other things that don't really mean a whole lot. When the bottom line comes and you say to yourself, can you actually sing Amazing Grace? Do you know the words? And do you know how you feel? You know?
And a lot of people can't say it.
Right?
I think a lot of people can. A lot of people actually don't know the Amazing Grace song.
It's a great song. It's absolutely fantastic. It's actually fantastic. I'm also involved in another program. It's called Empowered by the Word, which is it's a call that you can phone in anywhere around the world. And it's on Monday nights and Thursday mornings. And if you have a prayer request,
okay,
you have something that you need to do, something you need to, you know, speak up on, you need some help with, it's an amazing thing, and it's growing global. And that's a really good thing. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Okay. But we have some callers on the line, Debbie. Here we go.
That's good.
Hello, our first caller. Hello, caller. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine, hon. What's your name?
This is Carmella.
Carmella, how are you?
I'm blessed. Nevertheless, yeah. You know.
Exactly. Tell me why you feel you're blessed, hon.
Oh, waking up this morning was a blessing.
There you go.
any day above ground is a beautiful day for me. You know, so I'm just thankful to be here, you know, thankful to hear all the great things you're doing for less fortunate people, you know.
That's
a big kindness from you, you know. And,
you.
I mean, you know, just listening to all the things that you're doing, I mean, it's a blessing for someone else, you know, along with you blessing yourself.
Well, you know what, Pamela, I want to thank you for saying that because I don't really think of myself that way, and I knew I'd have to write some things down, and when I wrote it down, I looked at all that I wrote and said, really? But I don't think of it that way.
I think of it
in a way of just, you know, if I walk by, I can walk by someone and just, you know, I think thank you is one of the greatest words in the world. I think it's one that we don't use enough. And thank you is just the best. And Carmela, you're a blessing for calling in and just saying what you said.
I mean, you know, as Rich was saying, we have so many people out there that can do for the less fortunate, but, I mean, for some reason won't.
Right.
You know, like it's really going to hurt them. I mean,
Why do you think that is?
You know what? I honestly don't know because you got to realize, you know, it's a blessing to you. So why not pass that blessing along the line to someone that is not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I call you for some help, even just words of encouragement,
yes,
just give it to me, you know? It's not going to cost you anything, but you have some people that won't even go that far. You know, it's like they don't have the time. And I don't know, it just seems like, you know, we're so against each other. But the thing is, if we pull together, you know, don't wait till tragedy happens. Pull together from the gate. And then that way, you know, when that tragedy does happen, it won't be so hard. You know, I went through my little moment today, and I got to plan my gospel. I mean, I was just feeling so blessed just to be here. You know, because, I mean, you know, like Marvin said, never would have made it.
You
know, and people don't realize that today, that it's all because of the man up above that we are here, and we have what we have. You know, and I've always said my motto is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God ain't what I used to be.
Oh, amen to that.
You know, so I'm just grateful. I'm thankful. You know, I just want to say, you know, to you, you know, that the things that you're doing for everyone, it sounds like a heavy load, but listening to you is nothing, you know, because that's what you do.
This is true.
You know, and give yourself a pat on the back because it's a great thing that you're doing. You're blessed to somebody else just by being there. Seriously, you know.
I just gave myself a pat on the back. Thank you.
And keep up the good work. Seriously.
Thank you,
Carmela. On the line.
Okay.
We have another call I
want to
bring in. Hello,
caller,
are you there?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. You got
Debbie
on the line.
How you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing fine. Who might you be, hon?
My name is Kent.
Hi, Kent. Welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing? I'm thankful to hear my brother Bo on the radio. You know, me and him go back a long ways. I kind of got chills just now listening to him. You know, chase his dreams and things like that. So I'm real thankful to see the brother doing what he loved to do, chasing his dream.
Amen. That's right. Good for you.
I think it's a beautiful thing, and I'm just happy. You know, stress to the shoulders, but I'm handling it. As long as I'm here and I'm free, I can get through it.
Good, good. Have you got somebody who's encouraged you? Got somebody who's got your back covered on that?
Yeah, well, my family supports me. You know, I get words of encouragement for Bo because he knows my story. You know where I came from. So he kind of talks me off the ledge sometimes. He's a real good dude.
I got a quick one for you. It's called ASAP. Always say a prayer.
Yeah. Wow. I'm learning faith.
I like that, Debbie.
That's something I'm learning. I'm learning faith. So I'm still a work in progress. I still have a long way to go, but I'm trying every day. So it's the best I can do.
That's all you need to do. You know, it's one step at a time. You know, baby steps are just perfect. They are perfect. You know, one giant leap is okay, and also baby steps are good too. But yeah, ASAP.
Debbie, give me a minute, because I keep hearing him say Bo on the radio. Now, I'm a little confused here.
I thought he was talking about you.
Yeah, I'm like...
Bo Bostic, that's my boy.
Okay, he's coming on the next segment.
Oh, he's on the next segment? Because I heard him briefly on there for a minute. I don't know.
Bo wasn't on here yet. You probably heard me. That's
what
I'm like,
you sound like Bo a little bit.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take my voice up when he comes.
Yeah, you definitely got to do that. You got to change the voice up a little bit because you sound like my bro a little bit.
But this is Debbie. She's a general. This is a general question segment. And
She's
on, but she has a question which you could answer since you already
all right.
Give your point of view on it. Go ahead, Debbie. You can get over from here.
All right. Well, Kent, I'm really glad you called in. Let's see. My question for you would be, how do you take the time to express your gratitude for the small things? Like,
you go crazy like that.
Well, I just have a 8-month-old daughter. So every day I look at her, you know, I'm grateful for the small things I have in my life, like my family. You know, a roof over my head and work. Even though I haven't had a raise in 4 years, I'm grateful to have a job. So I take the time to smell the flowers. You know, I still got my head up in the sky, but I take time to smell the flowers.
Well, that's fantastic. And have you ever thought, you probably encourage your daughter, no doubt. How old is she again?
8 months. She just made 8 months yesterday.
Oh, congratulations there.
Thank you.
That's a handful. But yeah,
yes, she is.
And it sounds like you're going to encourage her to be a wonderful, lovely lady.
Yes, I am. That's my job. That is my job. Make sure she's raised right and well-educated and grounded.
Well, that's music to my ears. Right. You're a true blessing to her, and that's what it's about. That's what it's all about.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for calling in.
Bo, come on from 7 to 8.
All right, I'm going to stay tuned in, so I'm going to listen to y'all. I'm about to jump in a barber's chair and get a haircut and vibe out to y'all.
I feel you.
All right, y'all have a great night.
You too, Ken. Thanks for calling. God bless you, honey.
God bless.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that I fell in real life is, first of all, I wonder why I kept saying Bo.
I thought he was talking about you, that maybe you all guys that grew up together.
No, I'm going to tell you, because I'm in here, and the Swiss population came and she said, "You're saying Bo." They call you Bo? I'm like, Bo. You know, I'm listening. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, you know, we're all good friends in the bigger picture.
And to your question, we got a lot of people that, okay, my lines is flooded, so if you want to join in on a topic, you're already on the air, on the line, all you got to do is press 1 to join in and give your point of view on Debbie's topic. Like I said, if you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. Now, I don't understand the fact that, you know, even nowadays, you got... It's hard for a person to do stuff for people because the way these kids is nowadays, they society, and they want to blame it on the parents as well. You understand? Which that part I don't understand. You know what I mean?
It's hard to look within. I have a thing. Miracles happen every day. And one of the things that I stress to a lot of different people, and I'd love to put this out, out there is our dreams don't have an expiration date. And if just take a deep breath and just try again. If you look from within, there's so many things. God is in everybody's heart, and he's a loving God, and he's very, very kind. And we all have the strength and the courage to really pull ourselves out of whatever it is we think someone else is to blame for, when actually we can make a change. Anybody can make a change. One person can take a moment and change another person's life by just a simple, simple act of kindness. I've seen it happen every single day. And not too many, not everybody will believe that. Not everybody wants to hear that. No, not everybody wants to hear that, but it's true. Miracles happen every day. Every day.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, like I was watching an episode last night with the people in Staten Island. I forgot what show I was watching. I was just listening to how they was going in Staten Island when Hurricane Sandy messed up everybody's houses. How they went there, it was in like a big gym, and they went there, they was giving them the food and everything and clothes and everything. You know, and I was like, wow, you know. And the pictures with this lady, I can't remember her name, but I don't normally watch it. It was just on at that time when I was doing stuff and I was listening to it. And she has like a harsh voice. And she has a regular episode. And her and her family got together, and they was taking these people food from Staten Island, you know, because they said people been on their houses for like a day and a half. And, you know, that's a good thing. I think you really get blessed for doing things like that.
It really is. It really is. And so many people think, you know, if we get back to, I mean, we have a huge homeless problem here in the country, but we have so many programs that are really reaching out to so many different people. And there's so many, I want to say, I'll focus on something like a food pantry, you know, churches and things like that. So many people just don't even understand that even dropping off, you know, you're going shopping and you just pick up an extra package of noodles or something like that, and then you just drop it in this box. You have no idea what the family who's going to receive that, along with a few other things, is so incredibly grateful. You know, it's just silly things like that, just things like that. I mean, even donating pencils to, say, a library that just doesn't have funds, an after-school program that, you know, might need crayons. I mean, it's amazing what you can do. And the feeling you get after you do this is unbelievable.
Now, Debbie, let me ask you, what encouraged you to, like, help out everybody, like, to give you this feeling like, okay, well, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to help everybody out. This is what I plan to do. This is my blessing. What actually gave you that feeling to do that?
It just fell upon my heart. I have a huge corporate background, you know, and I used to be one of those people who might be able to sell an ice cube to an Eskimo. And eventually that bothered me.
That was,
you know,
cute.
That just really bothered me. And I just woke up and said, it really is churning my stomach, and that's not who I am. That's who they want me to be. And I'm not comfortable with that. And so I just kind of slowly set out. I'll tell you one thing that really, and anybody can do this, but I tell you, we had so much fun. And I don't know how we did it. I have a small home. I've got two teenage sons myself. And probably about 5 years ago, it was a beautiful summer, and I took in 20 teenagers. They didn't stay at my house. But they were here every single day. And these were not the cream of the cream, okay? These were kids that had no connections with their parents. They were failing in school, no jobs. But then again, they didn't get three meals a day. You know, they didn't really have anybody to go, you know, this is just, life sucks, I'm not into this. So they have wicked anger problems and things like that. So I went out and I got a giant basketball hoop, you know? A lot of basketball. All of a sudden I was like, I started opening up my grill, and I just opened my doors, and somehow the word got out. We started out with like 5, and next you know we get 10, next you know we get like 20. And I'm telling you, by the end of the summer, and this is no lie, by the end of the summer, Everybody had jobs. Everybody had manners.
Great.
These kids would come and dress for dinner, okay?
Wow.
And I don't know how I fed them all. I think about this afterwards. And a lot of the times the kids, they got jobs, and they realized that was great. And then they'd go out and they'd pick up food, and we'd all have, I mean, it wouldn't be fancy or anything. It'd be mac and cheese, a couple of, you know, hot dogs on the grill and hamburgers and things like that. I got one guy who at the beginning of the summer was just so nasty. He's folding napkins, you know, and setting the picnic tables up. I mean, it was like God was in the yard. It was the most amazing, truly amazing thing. Even my kids were amazed. And so was
wow.
I get a big lump in my throat just thinking about it. And to this day, I've been in my own community for almost 14, 15 years. To this day, I still have those kids coming up to me every now and again, whether I'm in the supermarket or if I'm at church, somewhere, anywhere, going, I want to thank you for what you did for me. And I'm floored.
It's enough to make you cry because for the simple fact of you doing everything, you know, and nobody had to push you to do it. You did it because that was in your heart, you understand?
Right.
And that was the good thing about you doing everything, you know. And if a person can't accept and give you that thank you with that kindness, like you said, then it's a true problem. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's a problem.
And you might have saved one of those kids' lives, you know, or being from in jail. I mean, you know, you have to think
Amen
about all
to
those
that.
Things, too, you
right.
know, because so many
and
of our kids are going astray, you know,
yeah.
I mean, doing all the wrong things for all the wrong reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if one kid take out one other kid's life, then we've lost two kids.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, that's why I told you. You're a blessing in disguise, and you ain't even wanting to say it.
Well, hold on, Carmen. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. I want you to stay on the line.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi. Hello. How's everybody?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to tell in of her story about helping boys and, you know, I didn't know the topic when I was calling in. I was just, you know, finally home for the first time on a Friday early enough. I didn't know the topic.
Glad to have you. What's your name?
This is Kia.
Oh, how are you doing, Kia?
Okay, go ahead.
You can continue.
Go ahead, yeah.
So what is the topic? I didn't put the tell in what she was talking about what she did. You know, 20, you know, at its age range, and, you know, she won the basketball hoop, and, you know, now the guys have jobs and stuff like that. I just put the tail end of that.
All right. Debbie, she made me want to know what's your topic, so I'm going to let you take it from here.
Oh, okay. What we're doing tonight is we're talking about attitudes and gratitudes and what we feel grateful for and how we've been blessed and acts of kindness that we just want to show. We want to encourage people to reach out to just one other person, even helping them fix their sleeve, talk to the CAG, help them with a tall item in a grocery store. As you're driving along, let somebody go ahead of you instead of trying to cut them off or let them cut you off. We're talking about attitudes of gratitude and blessings and kindness. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Well,
how can you want to talk to us? Talk to us.
I'm going to say the last part you said.
I was going to say, how would you show someone kindness? What can you think that you're grateful for, something like that?
I'm grateful that I've always been before 2011, and I used to drown myself in work, because, you know, career, you know, when, you know, I love my job, but I when 2012 took me time to get back and do a lot of things, because I'm big on literacy, so I do a lot of campaigns for literacy, so I'm big on that, show. I go to a lot. I had the privilege of going to a lot of sessions this last 3 months, like, you know, getting my time to hearing kids read. I love to hear kids read. And this is always a passion to me about reading. I love the library. I think, my thing I'm looking at now is, like, I think any kids that know how to write their name should have a library card.
That's wonderful.
I get back my time, and I get back my time a lot. And believe me, my lunch breaks, if I'm not busy or something not going on, I don't have to have any meetings or anything, and I try to clear anything that's in, stuff that I have to do. I go to, like, schools in Harlem, schools in New York City. I also want to hear kids read Black History programs. I leave my office at 12:30, and I don't come back to 3. So nobody, even my people don't call me until I get back. So I like to take, I just love to do these things. I love to hear and go out and volunteer. I'm big on volunteering. Because I remember when I was coming up and things that I did, my parents had me in so much program. I was always in the library, volunteering, whatever. So I like to volunteer my time. So I take time and volunteering, and I'm big on volunteering. You have to know how to do your time and give back. So I give up. I'm grateful that I have enough time to give back, and I enjoy when I go and listen to kids read.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Volunteer. God bless you. God bless you. You are definitely, that warms my heart like you have no idea. But mostly, it warms your heart, no doubt.
I was married to my career. I didn't have time, and I just started thinking about things that, always had a passion for African-American studies. I never majored in African-American studies, but it always was that backbone that because I read a lot. But, and then all of a sudden, when I started making the job, I said, I'm not even going to be, because everybody says, this is the first thing everybody said, kid, never had, when I came back here, I was like, well, y'all think kid, you think kid come here, you think kid, whatever, and I'm like, and my family members just always think I was too busy for everybody. I would come here, it was going to be Chicago for my mother, and then I'm going back to D.C., confident, and I'm going, and I used to always hear all of the complaints about, and I used to always love to hear kids read. Even in my Sunday school, I like to hear kids recite stuff because it was just like a fascination about hearing kids or anybody going to poetry or something. So
let me ask you something. What gave you that inspiration, like I had Debbie, what gave you that inspiration to, like, want to do all that? Like, what actually gave you that feeling to, like, get this feeling to have these kids read and get these library cards and everything? What actually gave you that feeling?
I think because when I was...
encourage you to do it.
I had a teacher, my history teacher, used to always talk about, my history teacher and my English teacher, Ms. Scott and Mr. Jones. Ms. Scott used to always tell me, she can see great things, she can see great things coming out of me, and because of my love for certain things that when I put my mind on something, I stay with it. I'm big on, like... She's always telling me, when she gives me a project to do, I don't know, 100%, I feel like 150. And she can see how creative I do stuff. And then with Mr. Jones, he just loved my passion for reading, because he's always, when I read, I'm reading, you can tell somebody reading from the heart, and if somebody just plainly reading. But ever since I was 8, I stayed in the library. That was one of my favorite places to visit, the library. I was always in the library. And then my mother could just drop me off, and she would come back to tell me this question, because she did not want to leave. I'm not going to sit in the hairdresser with her. She's in the hairdresser early, because she's out the way. Because she knew that I'm not going nowhere with her. I would not go to other people's birthday party. I'm going to go to the library. I lived in the library. So that's probably why I can't get that. My sister brought me the Nook. Whatever. I gave it to my cousin because I still like the feel of the book. I don't like the handheld stuff. I don't even.
Right.
I said, well, let me give it to her, but she likes to read, so I'm gonna give it to her. So I pass on to her. And I don't like the book. Give me the book.
Mm-hmm.
I love the feel of the book. I love to go to Barnes and Nobles. I don't call people. I say I'm going to whatever, but I'm going to actually have Barnes and Noble for like an hour and a half. And this month they had a lot of support because it's Women's History Month. Last month they had a lot of support because it's Black History Month. So now this month Women History Month. I'm being Barnes Noble on Monday, a couple of days next week, just enjoying Women History Month.
Oh, okay. Well, Kia, I want you to stay on the line.
Yeah.
Stay on the line with us. We have another caller.
We're going to
bring them in right now.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Debbie, it's on you.
Tell me who you are, hon.
I'm Rita.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What would you like to share with us, hon? How do you feel blessed? What do you feel grateful for?
Well, I feel blessed that I woke up this morning. I feel blessed I wake up every morning, God willing. You know, I'm blessed.
You put you with Carmella on that one. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Somebody didn't wake up this morning, so you
exactly.
have to be blessed that you woke up this morning because you didn't have to.
That's right.
So I'm definitely blessed, and I'm thankful for my friends, my family, some of my employees, some of my peers. I say some, but all of them, you know. I work with teenage children, and sometimes, you know, you just want to take them all home with you and show them a better life, you know, because life hasn't always been fair to them, you know, so, you know, I'm thankful that I still have, you know, the strength, the wisdom, and the energy to be able to walk in there every day and know that I'm going to face a teenager with some type of problem that is beyond their control, you know. They're there because life wasn't fair to them, you know, and I believe that part of my gift that God has delivered to me, you know, part of my calling is just being able to sit with them, to pray with them, to talk to them, just to be an outlook and allow them to be able to come to me and communicate with me. And I don't judge them.
It takes a strong and loving woman to be able to recognize that, you know, to step outside yourself and to understand where they're coming from. That is truly, and you are truly a blessing, and you are truly blessed. You are really blessed, truly. That is something else. And having worked with children with disabilities and actually adults with disabilities, I can appreciate that. You know, everybody has a gift, and we can't just dismiss that. I won't speak for other people, but I can't dismiss somebody just because they're a little different than I am or they have an issue. You know, I think you extend a helping hand, and it's amazing. The nice thing is you're paying it forward. Now, see, what you're doing, Rita, is you'll be paying it forward for each and every individual that you're helping, teenagers, et cetera. I mean, all of you, everyone from Camilla, Kent, Bill, and Rita, we're paying it forward because anything we can extend to somebody is something that they will pass on. And that's the way we can break a nice chain that needs to be broken.
But I must say there's some days where, you know, I wish that I could be the person doing the hiring and I could sit behind that desk and say, okay, well, you know what? I know that when you come here, you're just coming for a paycheck. So, you know, I wish that I could do that part, you know, because there's some people there, who aren't genuine. And, you know, these kids, they're abused, you know, they've been neglected, they've been molested, they've been all these things. And to come into an environment where you don't feel safe and where you can't talk to everyone, you know, I wish that I could do the hiring sometimes because I know there's some people I'd like to fire. You know, or maybe just give them a personal reference to another job that's suitable for them.
So I
just pray that, you know, in my time that I'm still there, that, you know, God will allow me to still humble myself and still do the work that he has, you know, called me to do with them.
Hallelujah. Amen to that. Right.
I was just about to ask you, I always find that people that work in social service as well as teachers, you can tell who is passionate about their job. I've learned that over the years when you work in volunteering and kids that you can tell people who come there to get a paycheck and who have a kind heart. Because
I actually really care.
Dealing with people who not love their job, and you got to deal with kids, and it's tough that when you're working to try to make it better, a better place for kids to be there, and you have some other people that turn it down.
Right.
You're right. you want to try to hire them or fire them, because everybody's not fit for that job. You have to have a passion for that job. You have to love that job. You have to wake up every day and make a difference today instead of going, let me go on this job and take care of whatever, whatever. That, you can't have the attitude. Those type of people, that's something that needs to be addressed. Because I've seen this past week with teachers that just come there and they just, because kids going to tell it. Kids going to tell whether they're inferior, that the teacher, they feel the teacher don't respect them. I've heard it this week. I believe them. I believe everything, listen, I was going to ask you. It comes to time when you have co-workers. You work with these people, and you know they don't love their job, but yet and still they come to that paycheck.
Right.
Absolutely right.
That's right. And it's easier if we, like I said, if we can pay it forward, and we can be encouraging and still keep ourselves. I mean, a lot of people get lost and they'll feel overwhelmed, and that isn't actually what God is looking for us to do. He doesn't really want us to hurt. He still wants us to always feel that we are being blessed and blessed, blessed with other people. It's very important to remember that. And that comes down to what I was saying about the boundaries, you know. Love what you do. Love exactly what you do. Try and help as many people as you can, but don't do it as you're falling down.
Right.
Always
you're
know.
Right
about always.
That.
Yeah, and always know that one thing that I've been blessed with is that it's okay to step back. I've got a little thing. Be still, and the Lord will fight for you. He'll just quiet you. He'll just settle things down for you if you just reach out to him. And I know so many people who just get overwhelmed at times with things that are going on. And it's good to step back.
Right.
Slow down. But
you're absolutely right. I actually had to speak to one of the people because we have this thing that we do in the morning. And it's where you give, you know, you say your name and how you feel. And what's your goal for today? And then you say, who can help you for today? Mm-hmm. And it was a habit. This one lady, you know, her goal was always 4 o'clock, to see 4 o'clock, you know, because that's what time we get off, you know. So her goal was to see 4 o'clock every single day. It wasn't to help the kids achieve their goal. It was to see 4 o'clock. And at the end of it was when they, you know, when they say, who can help you? She was like, Jesus, you know. Aww. And everyone, not all, because she was trying to be funny.
And we
can't, you know, that's why at first everyone thought it was hysterically, like everyone was just laughing and, you know, and then as she kept saying it each and every day and everybody was paying attention to what her goal was. Her goal was to see 4 o'clock. Her goal wasn't to help the patients achieve their goal for that day. You know, 4 o'clock is going to be the top, you know, the clock's going to keep on going. But the goal is to be able to help someone, to save someone, you know, to help them with their goal. Because their goal is, you know, their feeling is, oh, I'm agitated. Oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I feel like doing self-harm. So if your goal is to see 4 o'clock, how are you helping, you know, them?
Right.
You know, in all reality, you're not helping them. So I had to, like, pull her to the side and just say, hey, you know what, I know that you feel like, you know, Jesus is going to help you, you know, through everything. I understand that. But at the end of the day, you might want to switch that goal up because the patients feel like you're not here to help them. You know, you told one of them, well, I get paid on Thursday, so it really doesn't matter. You know, how do you tell that to someone? That makes them feel like they're at home and their parents are working for the money and they never see their parents.
That's right.
You
know. That's right, Rita. That's right. That's right.
So that's.
She said that to somebody that she gets paid.
She said she gets paid regardless every Thursday. That's what she told
us.
Wow. She gets paid every Thursday.
You as a coworker, you know her colleague, whatever. You address her as for her behavior, as her situation.
I addressed it, but my thing was is that I'm not her boss. I'm her colleague. I'm her peer. You know, when.
Well, imagine her living, thinking that way. Do you know what I mean? And
right. And
that's actually like a huge void that could be filled. That's like an empty shopping bag that is just blowing in the wind.
Right.
You know,
well, you know, I said something.
why not stop that? Why not, you know, but you're right. I mean, to speak up, and that's wonderful. And that's what you can do. You know, you can't, you can bring that, the water to the horse, but can you get it to drink? No, no, not unless the horse is going to drink. But, you know, we can try. We can try. And that has a lot to say about us when we try that. But, yeah, you know, you can bring the water to the horse, but can always get that horse to drink it.
Exactly right. Well, Debbie, you know, we have come to the end of this segment. Would you like to give your final thought on it?
Yes, I would actually just like to reach out and offer just a prayer of thanks for the callers you did call in, and Rich, for just the honor of being on your show. I want to thank Carmella and Kent and Pitt and Rita for your thoughts, your comments, and sharing. I've gotten a lot out of it, and you've definitely blessed me. And I just want to just say a quick prayer.
Sure.
If that would be all right.
Sure.
And, I mean, it's a typical one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive me.
Okay.
Let me start over again. Hold on a second. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us not into evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I also want to say thank you, Father God, for your ultimate love, your mercy, and your grace. And thank you, God, for the love you hold in your heart for each of us, and for this wonderful forum where we can actually reach out to one another and be heard.
Amen.
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 Wow.
You know, Debbie, you're welcome back anytime. Is there any shout-outs you want to give or anything like that? Say something about it?
Well, I definitely want to give a shout-out to Lavina and to you, Rich. And I would like to give a shout-out to Eric Bendrose, who is an inspiration to me, and also a very special person, Jesse Harding, who is working together on a homeless project out of Connecticut. And definitely a shout-out to my two boys and to the 20 wonderful kids, teenagers, who have gone on and have been blessed in their own life and have blessed me back.
Wow. Well, Debbie, you know, you're welcome anytime. It's never a problem. I'm not going to say your last name because I...
Just call me Debbie, huh? That's fine, huh?
Okay. Well, you know, you're welcome anytime. We got numbers. We're going to keep in touch because there's still some things we need to do and talk about. All right?
All right, Rich. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to all your callers for calling in and just sharing. And as always, just pay it forward. Just take a moment and just a small act of kindness, and you'll be all set.
All right. Okay, Debbie. Thank you once again. It's been an honor.
You're welcome.
Debbie
thank
Carter.
That's cool. Debbie Carter Panicky. That's right.
There you go. Dodge it, dude. All right, coming up next, we have Uprising Boombastic, and he is doing crazy things in the music industry. We're going to play a few of his tracks that's hitting the nation real hard and find out what's his inspiration and goals in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butterbean.
Rock my own kick game, 8-figure deal, figure how I'm caught side at the clip game. Still pop, ace, king, shish, I'm a rosé. Black laid back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, yeah, you beating me, no day. Fans will make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kiss her in the mouth, ask her how my... taste. If you don't want no drama, I'm worth a couple commas of death before the sauna. Last king come sign up, all my bitch be designer. Extraordinary drama, hot bodies and shit for nothing. Wet, west up, hot temper, get wet up. She give me head, not neck up, to clean the mess up. One false move, dead from a gesture. Cash in the safe, now I don't feel no pressure, I'm dope. All my shit is dope. All my shit is dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. How much this dope? How much this dope? Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes.
H on the bubble, heard man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, gun to Intel thugging. 8.7 on the crib, so fucking. Went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New chains, Rolex links. New chick just to drag my mink. New car just to ride around here. Aviator crew, we flies around here. Hating on who to get them dying around here. Bath salt pumps, got insurance on the pier. Cars, rock stars, dope boys at odds. I done seen it all, but we back in these broads. Hands clap like in the stadium. $1 million chain, but I'm rocking 8 of them. I see you slipping, but don't make me pick your label up. Scotty Pippen on the dribble, I just ate them up. Another triple got me tripping like it's angel dust. We just winning all the women at my table, huh? Say my name, say my name, say my name. Find $1 million in the game, say my name.
How much is dope? How much is dope? Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these whores. How much is dope? How much is dope? Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these whores. Cheap rocker, pill popper. Told her pull them things out cause my car topless. Off topic, get on topic. Wish her synopsis. So sincere in the belly. That's that Nash-ish, king of notching. That gangster wish we mobbing. We taking your dollars. Creflo, no white collar. I pop pop, wishing what it would. Call Thomas, I'm the bomb. Call me the Unabomber. Money in my game, I'm driving shit that's insane. You understand, you're lame, they're plain. Ain't nothing changed. Part of this big regime, I make your girl David Blaine. Murder was the case. All the kids say that the T bro. How much shit is dope? How much shit is dope? Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. How much shit is dope? How much shit is dope? Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes.
Alright, Jones and Divas. I hear some echo.
Hello?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. You're probably by a speaker. Let me turn it up.
All right, how's that?
Same thing. We're going to get it. Don't you worry about it. My line is flooded, and I need you on this air right now. Hold on. Hello?
Same deal.
Okay, are you by the speakers with the station turned up? You have to turn
I haven't. I disconnected because I didn't want the connection. But like two, three people in my house. I'm going to have to leave the house.
All right, this is what I want you to do. We're going to take a two-minute intermission, right?
Right.
And I want you to call back. But go in the area where you're not too close to them, because they're probably listening as well. That's why it's echo.
Think so? I just spoke to Levine. But you think that's different? All right, I'm going to call. You got this number?
Yes, we're going to call you right back.
Yeah, call me right back right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Dons and Divas. What we're going to do, Boombastic, you're probably in an area where there's a lot of echo with the station turned up and everything. So what I want to do is I want y'all to stay on the line. And we're going to go to one more song real fast. You know, I'm going to try to give y'all something that's going to keep y'all dancing a little something, something. All right? So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back after this single right here. Wobble, wobble.
To make it happen, had to jump on your back, chase you down.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. But you know, if I'd have knew about you from the get go, you'd have been on a long time ago.
So who is it? Levine? Is that how you pronounce her name? Levine?
Levina? Yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Levine, now I know who's the brains of the operation.
Oh man, don't say that. Cause you're gonna have her singing that. Yo,
I
ain't gonna argue with her. You know, she's the brain. I'm not gonna.
Now, see, I see she keep all the screws in place.
She does. She's a big part of this thing. Very, 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 very big part of this. You know? So, let's get into you, man. Now, what's going on? You know, how did you come up with your name?
Actually, it all started back in 1981 when my mother told the doctor to put it on my birth certificate because it was her right to do so. A lot of people don't believe it, but it's my real name.
Oh, what? That's really
your name? On my birth certificate. It's my real name, Boombastic.
Wow, Boombastic.
Yeah, Boombastic. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody believes it. I be getting to arguments with girls and everything, man.
Oh,
I don't believe that. Stop playing with me. Oh, this. I'm like, all right.
Now, what actually made you start getting into MC?
Actually, when I was, it was just by chance, man. It was just by chance. How the story goes is I've always been able to rap. Like, the local street savage, people see me in the street, they're like, yo, he nice. You know, but, you know, I went to school, graduated college, and I went straight to work. Like, I was going, my idea was, like, to be some big real estate guru. You know, rapping was never part of the plan. And then back in, mid to early 2010, I jumped on an open mic. No beats, no nothing. You know, just, and since then, it's been like a snowball effect, man. I've been real appreciative. Opportunity after opportunity have come my way. And even how I met you. You know, I met you just hanging out, and my man Rob was like, yo, listen, you need to meet him. You know, it's just opportunity after opportunity. People start to recognize, people start to take note, they start to open doors for you. And that's how it, and I've been running with it. I got two albums out now. I signed a record deal for one project that's out already. So I'm still an independent artist right now. That's from start until present, man. It's just a great thing.
Now, let the listeners know, because like I said, my line is flooded. I want you to let the listeners know, you know, what CDs you got out right now.
I have out my debut independent album, One Man Gang, which is on iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you download music. And I have the follow-up to that, which was released by Tate Music Group, I Stand Alone, which is available, like, they've distributed that, like, in 30 different countries. You know, so those are the two projects that I have out now.
Now, compared to what you did back then to now, what's the difference? Like, what's different from what you did back then to what you're doing now?
I don't think there's much different. You know, there's a freedom when you're independent that you could do whatever you want to do. On the first project, the first One Man Gang, that's a much more well-rounded CD than I Stand Alone. When I signed the deal with Tate Music Group, they definitely had some restrictions on what they wanted me to write about or the theme of the song, so I fit into those guidelines. So those two projects are different in that respect. But my next project, I'm not even sure the name of it. It's definitely going to be more well-rounded as the first.
Okay. Now, I know at one point you wrote over 20 songs in 2 months.
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
I didn't find my father gets surprised. He don't believe me when I say this, but I didn't find it that hard. You know, the gift is the ability to translate what's going on in your brain verbally and in a rhythmic format. That's a gift I can't really explain. But the ability to write, if you're writing about, hey, I was on, you know, the radio with Rich Money, you know, I'm not sure if Lavina is his honey, you know. You're not really creating. It's not that hard to do if you're talking about realistic stuff. So once I got into my zone, it wasn't hard at all. I just started rapping about my life and things I saw, and it wasn't difficult at all.
Now, I know a lot of people write rhymes. Like I had an artist on last week. He said he don't write at all. Do you find it difficult to write your material? Do you ever get writer's block at some point, you know?
I find it difficult to freestyle. I don't freestyle at all. I find it difficult to just off the top of the head talk about your sneakers or your shirt or talk about how fly I am or talk about – I find that difficult. When it comes to writing, like I'm currently writing a book now. When it comes to writing, no. The only time it's difficult is when I'm trying to write. But if I'm going through something and I write about what I'm going through, that's very easy. When I'm trying to create a song based on some fluff or something, then it becomes difficult because I'm reaching.
Okay. Now, you also started your own label. Tell us about that.
Yes. MR Records. My mother's mother is Martha Williams. My father's mother is Rose Bostic. So I named the record label, the company, after my two grandmothers, MR Records.
Wow.
You know, that kind of keep me in line. I just found it much better. I just found it much better than grabbing my CD and going around trying to, I guess, beg for a deal. I just found it much easier to just go get a tax ID number and put out my own music.
Now, I want to get into one of your singles, Baka Baka.
Boca to Boca, like a Spanglish.
You know.
A lot of people like that one. It's like a Spanglish song. Let's do it.
All right, tell us a little bit about it before we do it. Let us know a little bit something about that.
I had a ball writing it. It was entertaining. It was fun to me. My best friend is Dominican, so I hung around a lot of Spanish people coming up. When you hear it, you're gonna laugh, man. I had a lot of fun doing it, man.
I want you to introduce it. Go ahead.
The next song coming up with Rich Money, GK. Is it GQ? Or GK?
GQ. GQ.
GQ Radio, Bobastic, introducing Boca to Boca. Let's do it.
Dominican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Puerto Rican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Colombian mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Morena mommy, that's my shit.
I need a chick out with hips, cause I'm poppy grinding. Cabron in the whip, my shotgun mommy like to go down low. Treat me special, Romino's, Rapido, Diamond Vessel. Me and Jay Harlem and Punta Cana. Mommy hot like a sauna, do what she wanna. When I'm in Puerto Rico, I'm poppy chulo, cause I like to take my tongue and lick. Well, you know, I be on Broadway, Spanish Harlem. Mommy's in the BS, if I forgot you pardon. Don't blame it on the heart, that's the brain. When I think of all of y'all, I go insane. I'm chilling in the whip, playing I've been through that, looking at some hips, but they all basura. Till I see this one chick, a hot senorita, I'm hopping out like, damn it, mamacita.
Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Dominican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Puerto Rican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Colombian mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Morena mommy, that's my shit.
Mommy, ven aquí, un momento, siéntate, slow up your tempo. I don't speak too good, hablé poquito, but how would you like to have me hijo and me hija? But for now, just uno, I ain't finished, but I like to watch Telemundo. I like to eat chocha and patalios, only like Sosa, cause my amigo Dominican Joaquin, he be in the zone when he at home, he like to bump that reggaeton. I don't do it too good, but I like bachata. Don't move too good, but I like salsa. Mommy tapped me on my shoulder, said she want me to eat her, so you know I short stop like Derek Jeter. Listen, mommy, I'm wild, and I will crush you like in Puerto Rican style, then I will crush you.
Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Dominican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Puerto Rican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Colombian mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Morena mommy, that's my shit.
B dot, El Conquistador, I'm hot, caliente, you seen the ball, but when I throw my shoes on, I don't smear, it's like I, Bobby, I be free, or I does my thing, they like my style, flash the pin guy, I, wow, fights in their life when I get my Mac on, call me so freak though, but I'm really sad on, they man don't do it right because they man's a popper, with me it's un, dos, tres, cuatro, when I go slow, it's ooh la la, and when I go fast, you hear, thwack, 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 all my mommies in here, tell me who's the fairest, scratch that, I don't care, all I wanna hear is,
boca to boca, hip to hip. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Dominican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Puerto Rican mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Colombian mommy, that's my shit. Boca to boca, hip to hip, my Morena mommy.
Wow. Yo.
Yeah, man. I told you going to laugh, man. I told you going to laugh.
But you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. From the way you sound and the way you just went in on that, I wouldn't have expected. But I'm keeping it real with you. For it to be like so much enthusiasm in it. Because you sound like you like more like the relaxed type, Snoop type. You know what I mean?
Yeah, baby. You got to see me live, man. You got to see me live. It's electric.
You know, I was hoping to see you live that night, but, you know, you definitely got to send us the info, you know, so let us know. Now, speaking of lives, have you ever came to a point where it was like a stage fright thing where you threw the glasses on and all that?
Nah, never. You know what, I get bad butterflies before every show. Like, people ask me, though, I get nervous, and I'd be like, nah, I get real antsy. You know what I'm saying? Like a fighter before a fight. I'm thirsty to knock them out. You know, I'm ready to go. Like, sometimes I'll show up at shows and there'll be an act before me. And sometimes they ask who wants to go first. Nobody wants to go first. I'll be raising my hand, man. I'll be like, me. I'm ready to go. You know, I never, never like, you know, I go on with no shades. Sometimes I go on with shades if I think there's, like, I do fashion shows and there's going to be a lot of cameras there, camera phones and stuff, mess with my eyes. But for the most part, if I did 10 shows, I do 9 of them, no shades.
Wow. We actually have a call on the line for you. I want to bring them on, all right?
Cool.
Hello. Caller, are you there?
Yes. I'm here. Big fan over here.
Oh, all right. There you go.
So I got a question for Bo anyway.
Oh, I know who this is.
If that's all right.
What's up, Rusty?
Bo Bostic.
Rusty J is one of the most talented artists I know. He raps, he sings, he plays the guitar. He's from California. He's from upstate Oswego, but he moves around the states, you know. Mm-hmm. What's up, Rusty?
Hey man, I'm so excited for you to be on the radio right now. I just want to call and just tell everyone that you really inspired me, actually, from the very beginning of my musical career, and how much of not just a hungry rapper and songwriter and human being, but how intellectual you are. And I really just want to call and say that's awesome.
Thanks, brother. Wow. I love you, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Cool. Well, all right, y'all have a good show. And, by the way, there's a new record out, new record coming out. What's the title?
Mine?
Yeah, I don't got no single out right now.
Mine? I thought he was about to plug his record on my interview. I thought he was about to plug his joint in.
I'm asking you.
I thought you were about to plug your own record. I was like, this guy's about to plug.
No, I'm asking you, what the name of the record? Is there a record? Is there a single out? What's happening?
I'm working on a track right now from a guy named Simple MC. He's from Uganda, Africa. He sent me the track. It's complete. It's called Tonight. There's another song I'm working on. It's called Watching You. I'm actually trying to locate a singer, a female singer to do the hook. But two of those songs are completed. Well, I'll send it to you, but I haven't released it yet.
Awesome. Well, I can tell you that there are people in Washington, D.C. and upstate New York that are really excited about your musical career, and keep on pushing on.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Tell them I love them. Tell them all I love them.
Great. Thank you, guys.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Bye.
Right. We have another caller for you, Bob. We're going to bring him on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Nothing much. That's that last song, man. It was
like
all of that. I mean, I was sitting there jabbing like, I know I don't need to go nowhere. I can just listen to this all night. But
What's your name? Where you from?
This is T. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay. Jersey
in
the
New
house.
Jersey. Huh?
Jersey in the house. I like Jersey. I got love for Jersey.
All right now, but you're doing big things, you know. Does your career interfere into your family life or?
My family life, no. You know, my family is pretty, I'm all about my family. They don't affect us at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I walk around the house sometimes and I tell me I need to start treating me like a superstar I am. And then they'd be like, well, go to the store, take a superstar and go to the store and get some cards because it's Friday and we want to play. You know, so they it don't affect us at all. But sometimes with the girlfriends and stuff, yeah.
That's what I was speaking of.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, women, yeah, it's a little tough.
Yeah.
A little tough.
But it seems like you managed to, you know, keep moving.
Right, I'm, you know, I try to stay real, like, I'm a homebody.
Right.
I'm a homebody, and I'm I'm a sensitive person. So when it comes to that sort of thing, I try to keep it between me and, like, just one girl or something like that. But most of the time, you meet women, and they got the stereotypical rapper idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a little difficult.
Do you ever perform down in Jersey anywhere?
All over. Newark, I was at the John Blasting Game recent event. Black Men's Magazine hype here, Today's Black Woman. They do an annual event at the Marriott Hotel. I performed there. I was down in Newark at the Lord Lounge recently. I plan on coming back soon.
What about down in, like, Asbury Park?
No, book me. book me. I swim over there.
You know what?
I come. Book me.
I will do what I can because you need to be here.
Hit me on Facebook. Book me. Link me with the local promoters, whatever.
I just did.
I walk over there. You ain't got to pay the tolls if you walk across the bridge.
You know what? Like I said, I know some producers down this way. I would definitely talk to them.
Do that. I need all that love.
Okay.
This is the beginning of my career. I need all of that love.
I heard that. The most definitely.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Keep doing the thing, you know, because you're definitely doing it.
No doubt. There's even a video for that song you like online. If you add me on Facebook or go to YouTube or whatever.
Okay.
There's a video for that. But thanks for calling.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Yeah. We have another caller for you, Bo. We're going to bring them on.
Cool.
Hello. Cool. Are you there?
Hi, this is Kia.
Uh-oh.
I got to meet you because when you mentioned John Brassigate, he is my uncle. So I did see you perform at the show.
Okay, all right.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. Did we take a picture outside the restaurant?
I'm his niece. I was at the table helping my aunt with the tickets.
I got you. Did we sit together?
No.
I can't. I don't care.
I did see you because he's my uncle. That's my uncle.
Hey.
So,
did you like what you see?
I did see it. And the show's coming up May, Mother's Day weekend, the next show.
Did I do my thing? Tell GQ Radio who they talking to.
GQ
Palace Radio. Get it correct.
But I do have some questions.
What's the question?
But I did see you perform. You know, I was at the show.
Oh, shoot.
I have a couple of questions. I'm going to name them off. What are your influences? What were you thinking about when the song Broke was developed? What do you hope to do with your music career? What is the most difficult thing you had to endure in the
All right,
music
hold
career?
On, hold on. You overload me. I got a little bit of space to absorb the questions. All right, let's...
Let me just say, what are your influences?
All right, the I don't really have any music influences. But,
okay.
Because I never wanted to rap. Like, I kept a journal. Since I was, young, I kept a journal. So when I was going through stuff, like, I've been, like, in foster homes and shelters and stuff like that. You know, there's, like, you know, a lot of things my family been through. And growing up watching, I wrote it down in my book.
Okay.
So as far as the influences go, it was like therapy for me. And the influences were life. And, you know, I was the youngest. My siblings were, like, traveling and on off the train and stuff like that. So being home, I wrote a lot. So that's where the influences come from, just the life stuff that I was going through. Boca to Boca we kind of spoke about. So what's the other two questions?
What is the most difficult thing you had to endure, you know, in this industry?
The most difficult thing is the people. There's a lot of people who say they're going to do something, don't do it. They say they're going to show up, don't show up. They say they're going to call you, don't call you. These kind of people, if it wasn't for music, me and them would never be in the same room because we're different kind of people. I don't operate that. Now, the most difficult thing is that I got to go out and deal with these people now. Right now, I don't really have a manager, so I'm dealing with them directly.
Right.
You know. So that's really difficult. Everybody is... not everybody. Most people are like pretending or showing off, and then when it's time to show and prove, it's just not them. You know, a lot of people are just waiting for somebody, a celebrity, to throw their arm around me and co-sign before they give me an opportunity. That sort of thing. That sort of thing is like the most difficult thing, just dealing with the people.
So what do you hope to do with your music?
Well, I live in a cave. So, you know. My music makes me feel good. I'm probably going to rap for the rest of my life. I'm going to be 60 years old with my cane talking about I got a show. I'm going to Bingo to do my show. You know, I'm hoping that my music continues to make me feel better. It just helps me get through stuff. You know, it makes me feel good. I love doing what I'm doing, whether I make money off it or not. So right now I'm hoping that continues. And then... You know, if I look on Facebook, you know, I bump into people in the street sometimes. They got my phone, my song on their cell phone. And they're like, see, I brought it. I downloaded it. And I'm like, oh, wow. So that makes me feel good as well, you know.
Well, that's good because like I did hear you because like, you know, but I was taking a ticket, but I come in here back and forth, but at the show. And he does get a lot of new artists that come up here. You see all of his names, the influences that he has around him at his shows, the network, and people get to get discovered. Or, you know, you saw Bob Sumner there. You know, he is always there. HBO Comedy. So, yeah, I heard you when you were there, but he's my uncle.
Yeah, add me on Facebook so I know clearly, if we're not friends already, so I know clearly who I'm talking to, and hopefully we can cross paths again
in
the future.
I'm definitely going to tell him you was on the radio. I'm definitely going to tell him you was on the radio. I'm trying to get him to come on here to do a, he's a busy man. I'm trying to get him to come up here to do an interview, but, you know, it's always, you know, and Mark to do one. You know his son Mark, who does, you know.
Right, the Black Men's Magazine.
Magazine covers and, you know, stuff like that. They so busy. You know, I got so many family members that's busy. Everybody's so busy.
I'm aware.
I'm trying to get him to come to do an interview.
That'd be cool. But thank you for calling, and make sure you connect with me online.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Now, Bo, I want to get into another one of your statements.
Which one's that?
Nah, that's kidding. Who he think he is?
It's about to get violent. About to get violent. Yeah. Let the Brooklyn come out of me. Put the degree and the tie away. Get my Red Hook bandana out. Get my black hoodie out the closet. It's about to get violent.
Tell us a little bit about that single.
I was born in Bed-Stuy, raised in Red Hook. I've lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. I got a lot of family in Baltimore. I've lived in Yonkers, Harlem, Bronx. When I made that song, I definitely intended it to be like a New York anthem, but I only spoke about the streets that I've walked, the areas that I've lived, the places that I can go to now and make a phone call, and people will come out the building and say, "Yo, what's up? You can sleep on my couch." You know, that sort of thing. I like this record. It's one of my sister's favorite records. You got it? You ever seen that? Have anybody ever seen my sister at my show, they know she get lobbed on this record.
Well, we're going to get into that. My phone lines is flooded. If you want to speak to Bo Bastic and you're already on the air, just press 1 to go on live and speak to Bo Bastic. If you're on your computers, your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to go on the air. Right now, we're going to get into another one of his bangers, Who He Think He Is, by Bo Bastic, here on GQ Palace Radio. Love you.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Fitted on lean and the semi-cock AZ, Al
Alpo, rich in the 90s, I'm feeling myself and I think they like me. 125th Street, I dare you to follow. I think I'm the Cotton Club, I think I'm Apollo. Molotov, cocktail, throw it in the air. Harlem World, we getting money over here. I think I am Y.O., Clark Street, Chapman, Palisade to the square, I get up in your ass there. Whip me up, slow bump, I show you how to do a play. Come through Runyon and air you on Booday. Lawrence, sucker hoe, you can really see that. I think I am Oak Street, show me where the trees at. One man gang, can't see him, can't smell him. They like, who we think he is? This is what I tell him. I think I'm Brooklyn, Brooklyn. In my face, I think I'm Bronx, yes. Mr. Brown Place, I think I'm Harlem, yeah. I'm Black Ill, Grand Projects, Manhattanville. I think I'm Y.O. Quiet down, the race waits in the square. Quiet down, Charlotte and B-more. I'm that kid, I think I'm New York, yeah. I'm that kid, I think I am Charlotte. Soldiers, line up, meet me at the lick. Meet me at the wind-up. South Charlotte, North Charlotte, call me a savage. I run through both, I'm W.T. Harris. I am Baltimore, gorillas that spray rounds. Heavy at the harbor, heavy on the Greyhound. Orioles, Ravens, birds in the air. When the blue light's flashing, you can't come around here. I am New York to the motherfucking death of me. Put my heart into it, then I give them what's left of me. I am 34th Street, I am Times Square. I am Johnny Pump, get a can, spray it in the air. I am graffiti, spray painted on the train. I am concrete, potholes, blocking the lane. Who we think he is? That's because they can't smell him. Turn around, salute. This is what I tell them. I think I'm Brooklyn, Brooklyn. It's in my face, I think I'm Bronx, yes. This is Brown Place, I think I'm Harlem, yeah. I'm Matt L, Grand Projects, Manhattanville. I think I'm Y.O. Quiet down, the race waits in the square. Quiet down, Charlotte and B-more. I'm that kid, I think I'm New York, yeah. I'm that big.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Shot fire.
Yo. Oh, man. I want to get back to you, but we have some callers right now. I want to get to the callers.
Stand down a man down. GQ Palace Radio.
For sure. Hold on. Wait. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lee.
Hey, that's my sister. That's what I was just talking about.
Oh, that's what you were just talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is my song.
He said you go haywall on it.
Oh, my God. Because you know why? Because Bo is the epitome of what it means to be multifaceted. Like, I am his biggest fan. You know what I'm saying? So when you say who he think he is, like, you don't really, like, when you say you don't know me, yeah, that's what that song means. Like, you don't know me. You don't know what I'm about. Like, my brother go from a three-piece suit to the Red Hook bandana with the vest. Like, you
versatile
know.
Versatile style.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm so excited. Oh, man. Like, you know.
You be going in on that joint.
Oh, my God. I be jumping up and down. Like, you hear me say, like, who he think he is? This is what I tell him. Yeah. You better. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah,
get off the phone.
It's bananas.
No, but
bananas.
Seriously, like, when you walk into a room and you see his great niece and nephew who's 1 and 3 singing who he think he is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
That's what it's all about right there. Like, when your nephew come and stare at you like, that's my uncle, like, you already a superstar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's my uncle.
Yeah.
I seen him. Like, he can go from a love song to a rap song. Like, I'm just so proud of all the things he's accomplished, and I just think that this song just represents him so wholeheartedly. And I just want to say, do your thing, one man gang. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Not to cut you off, but it's good that he got that support, especially from his sister. Because nowadays you got family members who won't support you as much as they should to help you get out there. So you know what? It's a blessing that he got his sister in him to support him as much as you do, and you sound like one of his biggest fans, Dad.
Oh, no, no, no. David, look, I know every song. I'm the background singer. I'm the front singer. Like, yes. What I just want to say, you know, like, I love him. Like, I love him. Like, when there's nobody else, there's always going to be me. There's always going to be that family. Like, family over everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he performs with 1,000% energy on stage, and you know what, on Thanksgiving he performed just like that in the living room. Like,
wow.
I can't even begin to tell you, like, there are not many real artists out there anymore, you know, real passionate about their thing. Like, it's not about the money, it's about getting the information across, and I'm just so proud. And so I already got a superstar in my house, so I'm already hyped up, so don't. You know,
yeah, you definitely do.
But I just want to say I love you both, for your thing, and thank you for giving him this platform to be able to put that music out there.
Oh, he's going to be back again. You can bet on that. Even if I got to track him down again, he's going to come back with that exclusive.
Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt.
Later, Bo. I love you.
Later.
All
right. We have another caller for you, Bo. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller.
Are
you there?
Yo.
What it do?
It is.
Apex.
Oh, man. You talking. GQ Palace, man. Let me do the introductions over here, man. Worried up.
Nah.
You got New Jersey General calling in. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is one thing I always brag about. Artists at my level, up and coming, when I shoot my videos, you be having, like, other artists come out. You rarely catch official dudes checking for up-and-coming artists like this. Apex, the general, the industry's alternative, New Jersey, is on the line right now. That's my intro. Mm.
Listen, man. I'm just a crab in a bucket, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to call real quick because, I haven't had a chance to catch up with Bo for a minute, because I've just been running around like crazy these days, you know, more than ever since 2013 started. But I saw the opportunity. I was on Facebook and I saw him posting it up, and I was like, all right, it's the opportunity for me to just slide up in here and kind of salute him, you know, because I've been in the game for quite some time now, and you know, most people are very, should I say, one-dimensional. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he goes deeper than music. It's a lot more deeper than music when it comes to Bo Bastard. To understand his brand, you know, it goes a lot more deeper than his music. And that's what makes him the person who, you know, the artist that he is. That's what sets him aside from most of these artists out there that are doing their thing. And I bump into a lot of different artists. I throw events like every other month. You know what I'm saying? And very rarely do I meet a cat that, you know what I'm saying, he's business-minded, very business-minded. He knows how to carry himself. He's never really out of pocket. There's times when he probably should be out of pocket. He's never really out of pocket unless you really, really give him a reason to. And at the end of the day, man, he's extremely humble. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and then, of course, you know, he's a spitter. I mean, he raps. You know, a lot of people probably don't know that he started his rapping career, you know, battling cats. I mean, a lot of people probably don't even know that. So,
no doubt.
So, definitely, I wanted to call in. I don't really have much time. Actually, I got to bounce. I got the little one with me right here. I'm about to eat dinner. Hey, Kevin, say hi.
Who is it?
Hey, who is this? Thanks, Apex, for calling in, man. I appreciate that.
Fantastic.
There you go. Oh, wow.
There we go. We got it. That's a million-dollar soundbite right there. I'm about to record that, put that right in the studio. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt. But, you know, we got some things going, you know, popping up. It's about to pop off next month. You know, a little marketing campaign behind them. But I don't want to talk too much about it. You'll see it. You see it online and stuff like that. You're going to see a lot of his music, a lot of his videos in different places. But, you know, just definitely keep up the good work. You already know I got another event on the 17th. You should definitely come through and do your thing at as a feature. And
no doubt, man. Peace.
All right. I have another caller for you. I like to just get the callers on before.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I love. That's what I love, man.
All right. Hello, caller. You there?
Yo, what's up?
What's up? What's this?
This is D-Nice, your brother, nigga.
Oh.
Hey, yo, you know I had to salute you on this, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you hear that? Who you think he is, Tracker? They just played.
Yo, man. Listen, man. Hey, yo, you know you've been spitting since we was young, my nigga. Since we was young, you've been doing this. You've been doing this. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing new. You've been doing this. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, Rich. Yo, you know, I came out to Red Hook, like, third grade. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really have a lot of family, no big crew. I'm not, you know, a part of no gang where people should be protecting me or none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you just click with real dudes, man. D-Night's been my brother since the Sandbox, man.
Right.
I found that he was down. I sent him a kite. You know what I'm saying?
Send me a kite.
He's gonna come out to my
show. Let me know what's going down. Word up. You let me know what's going down when I'm up all the way in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Word,
it's hard, you know what I'm saying? That's not, you can't buy that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you be with a dude every day, and when he get down, nobody reach out to him. I haven't
right,
seen him tonight in years. I walked through the neighborhood and found out he was down. I tracked down his address, sent him a letter, everything, man.
That's a real dude right there, man. That's a real dude.
So he's mainly like your brother from another mother, mainly like that.
Basically,
no doubt, no doubt.
Exactly,
been through
exactly,
it all,
exactly.
Been through it all. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Fucking fighting for green, going half on Chinese food type shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey. It goes deeper than that. I'm talking about when it was a battle and they was mad at Bo because he was spitting hot. They wanted to fight. You know, I was right there on the front line with him. You know what I mean?
No. No doubt. No doubt. I remember time. I tell you the story. I told the story on another station. This is something I tell you, history, man. There's a time when a dude like fronted on me, and I did not want to fight, I tried to walk away. D-Nice was like, "Do not walk away from this dude. Do not walk." I went back and jumped on his ass, man. Yo,
and
I
you
tell
know
you,
why,
I walked
though?
Through that block, and dudes was like, "Yo, boy, if you never came back,
respect.
We'd message you every day."
Respect.
Wow. Yeah. Exactly.
That's right, yo, my nigga. I'm glad to see you doing your thing, man. I check all. Don't get it twisted. I check all your videos.
I'll be mad at you. I'll be like, this dude still ain't making it to a show.
Yo,
this my man. Still ain't making it.
Listen, as soon as my parole gets switched over to New York, I'm there, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Still on this paperwork from these people, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. Ain't nothing but love. Be nice, man. I appreciate
yo,
that.
Yo, you already
man.
Know, man. I love you, bro, yo. You
all right, man. Peace.
So,
yo, I'm
a
holler.
Love right there.
All right.
That's love. We have another caller.
That was my man. That was my man. I'm going to replay this back. That was my man that just called.
No doubt. My lines is flooded. If you want to get on the air and speak to Bo Bastic and you're already on the line, just press 1 to join in to go live and speak to Bo Bastic. We have another caller for you, Bo. We're going to bring them on.
Let's do it.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah. What up?
All right.
What's up? What is
it? Yeah. My name is Killer the Billy. You heard?
Okay. What's
yeah,
up, man?
Yeah. I'm repping the 845, you know, Middletown. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to shout out and all that, you know, promote my joint and all that. Tell dudes, check that SoundCloud out. Killer the Billy Diamonds up.
Yo, killer, we both artists. Don't call my interview or plug your own records in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Tell him to hit me on Facebook and hit the hang up on him.
Yeah, he's a football operator. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm here. That's why I don't want the boxing championship. He about to come out the ring and be like, yo, check it out. Do when I'm getting my shot.
Nah, but I'm saying, bro. Like, I support all artists, man. I'm just trying to come up, man. I just came home doing seven joints.
I'm gonna tell you live on the air. Bro, killer. I'm gonna tell you live on the air right now. Right now, I'm gonna switch you back over. Speak to my switchboard operator. Give her your information. We'll definitely have you on. No problem, because it's all love. It's all free. No doubt. We put you on. We'll do it like
you
that.
You already know, man. Loyalty over everything, man. I'm definitely gonna ride out with y'all, man.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna put you back over to my switchboard operator. I'm gonna have her go on the line, get your info, and we're gonna take it from there.
Copy, cool.
All right, peace.
What? Bo, we have another call for you.
Wow.
Oh man. Hello.
Who's
Cole,
on line?
Are you there? Hello, Cole, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, you on the line with Bo Bastic.
Yo, Bo was good, bro. I went to school with Bo back in 2000.
Wait, who's this?
It's Orlando, man.
Oh, what's up, man? You in the States or no?
Nah, yeah. I'm down in Tampa, bro, and I saw your post, so I wanted to call in and give you a shout out. I see you.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Can't buy this, man.
Wanted to let you know, man, that it's nice to see people that I went to school with doing something with themselves. And even all the way from down here in Florida, I'm still watching. And it makes me proud to be who I am and that I went to school with you. And I'm proud of you, bro, and God bless you, man, and what you're doing. And I hope that you continue to prosper and do big things, man, for real.
That's going to happen, man. Let me tell you something, man. It don't have anything to do with money or fame. I'm happy right here, man. I'm doing music. You calling me? We supporting each other. You get me down there with those promoters and get me on an open mic. Even if I gotta pay $20-$30 to hop on the mic, I'll be on the next thing smoking.
Tampa's ready for you, bro. Come down.
I'm get me on Facebook. We talk about it. Let's make it happen. GQ Palace Radio, Orlando, Florida, in the building.
For sure.
All right, bro. Take it easy, dude. All
right, man. Peace. All right,
bro.
We have another caller for you, bro. Hold on.
Do it.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Back in
hello.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Who's on the line?
Hello.
What's your name? Where you from?
This is Robin from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, Tampa in the building. Robin, Miss Jones, how you doing?
Congratulations on your success. I'm very proud of you. And
thank you.
I'm just happy for you. I'm really happy for you. You know that.
Yes, I do. I appreciate all your support, everything.
Absolutely. Anytime. I'm always here for you.
You at the game now or what?
I'm at the game. I came out just to call you, see?
At the game. Came out. See, this
wow.
is what I'm telling you, Rich. I'm
That's
telling you. This is what they don't
there.
Get. This is my third year. This is my third year rapping. This is what they don't get. You know, it's not about the music. People, man, I ain't going to say it. Thank you. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for calling.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
All right,
you deserve it.
Soon.
You deserve it. All right, I'll talk to you later. Have
All
fun.
All right, have fun.
Okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
We have another caller for you, Bo. We're going to bring them on.
Bring them on.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're
here. Hi, this is Joanna.
Yo, I love this. I love this, man. I'm feeling myself right now. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling myself right now, man.
Hi, Bo.
What's up, baby?
Just wanted to call in and say what's up and congratulations on your success. You're a real good dude. You're a good person. You know, not just a good artist, but you're a really good person. And I'm happy for you. And I wish you nothing but the best.
When I get to the garden, we're going to be up in there.
I'll be there. I know I haven't been to your shows, but you know I'm a fan.
That's right.
And
don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You ain't come to my show. Don't talk
you know
to me.
You know I love you, Bo.
Thank you for calling, Joanna.
No problem. Later.
Hold on, Bo. We got another caller.
I'm ready.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Who's on the line? Where you from?
Hi, this is Rachel from Long Island.
What was the name I missed? I'm sorry.
My name is Rachel. I'm from Long Island, New York.
Hey, what's up, Rachel?
Hi. Unfortunately, I'm not a big rap fan, but you just got yourself a new fan. I like your style.
Wow. Thank you.
And I would like to say God bless and good luck with all that you do.
Thank you. Add me on Facebook. We can talk. I'm about to start bragging. I got fans that don't listen to rap.
I just added you.
There we go. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Hold on, Bo. We got enough caller.
Our fans that don't listen to rap, Rich.
I ain't even going to say hold on no more because my jaw is like hurting. So I'm just bring the call.
What's up, Rich? What artist you know in his second or third year got fans don't listen to rap, but they listen to me?
Exactly.
Who's on the line?
Who's fire? Hold on. We're going to bring them on right now. Hello? Caller, are you there? Hello? Let me say your name. Connie.
Hello,
Bill.
What's up, Connie?
What's up, Connie?
Hey. I'm doing good. I'm going to see you soon, Connie.
That's right. Connie is getting me.
I haven't met Connie yet, but Connie has been doing her work trying to get me into Delaware, and I am coming. March 9th is the day. I got my video shoot at 8 a.m., and then I'm driving to Delaware. I'm out there.
That's it.
Wow.
We're going to have some fun. I'm going to entertain some people.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Connie.
All right.
I just had to call, show you some love, though.
Shout out to the Divas.
Okay,
tell them I love them.
And always remember, Connie, for GQ Palace, we got names if you're quiet.
No doubt.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Bo. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
I would like to give Money Ray a shout out.
Who's Money Ray? Who's this?
Who this?
This is Destiny.
Okay, Destiny. You have Bo Bastic on live on GQ Palace Radio. I'm Rich Money.
Why you call here?
Who you giving a shout out to, Destiny?
I'm giving a shout out to Money Ray, my brother.
Hang up the phone,
Money.
Destiny. Talk to me online.
because Rich Money is my name.
He said Rich Money.
Rich Money?
Oh, my God.
This is GQ Palace Radio. You have Bo Bastic on the line.
Rich, you know we on the timer, Rich.
Don't even worry about it.
Switch out to Lavina. Handle that.
Yeah. Hold on, we have another call.
He said, this is Rich Money and GQ for the second time. This is all right, who's on the line? Let's do it. Hello?
Yes. So this is a Bo Bastic.
Yes, it is.
This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
How you doing?
You must have seen that online. You seen that online?
Yes.
I didn't think you were going to be calling. What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
Everything is good. Always try to give my support. I'm very happy for you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. I will. I'll do my best.
All right. Okay.
You take care.
All right. Same here.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Bo. My lines are still flooded, but I at least want to get one more of your singles in there.
What's that one?
I Just Want to Do You. Tell us about that.
Man, listen. I'm going to explain this, man. This is three different nights smashed together. I'm sitting in my room writing. And I can't explain, you know, any inspiration or what popped into my head or how it came to me. This is three different nights smashed together.
Wow.
I Just Want to Do You. Featuring Tiffy. I haven't spoken to Tiffy in a while, but she put the spice on it, on the hook.
Mm.
Let's get to it. Let's get right to it.
All right, we're going to get right to it right now. All
GQ
right,
Palace Radio.
For sure. Here's another banger by Bo Bastic.
Let's do it. I just want to do you.
What you said, Bo?
Let's do it, baby.
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yo, what up, baby? Pyro! Lee, what up?
Here it comes.
moving through the club, I'm feeling like the new me. Then she put her hands on me, said she wanna do me. Now she on the dance floor, moving all loosely, singing off key. Blame it on the goosey. Hand on the set dot, hand on the coochie. She's on fuego, smoking like a loosey. Said she got camera, wanna shoot a movie. Treat me like a superstar,
I wanna be a groupie.
She know how to move, she know how to shake it. She got some pretty panties on,
I want you to take it.
Moving like a rattlesnake, biting on the bottom lip. Fingers all in the hair, little purse by her hip. Now she getting closer, looking in my eyes now. Hand on my holster, trying to check my size now. I think she like me, cause I'm a cool dude. Then she whispered in my ear,
I just wanna do you.
Anywhere, I don't care,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, pull on my hair,
I just wanna do you.
I can ride it on top,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, on side,
I just wanna do you.
Moving through the pool party, chilling in my linen, B. That's when she approached me, said how she feeling me. Booty all big, titties all swole, headlights on, I guess the water kinda cold. Got her hair pinned up, nice lips, cute face. Asked, do I want her to show me round her new place? Said she got a stick shift, cause she like to grip things. Went to the kitchen, came back with whipped cream, playing with my zipper, saying I'm a QE. Went to the bedroom, hopped in a jacuzzi, then to the shower, try not to lose me. Then she turned the camera on, time to make a movie. Bedroom, canopy, mirrors on the ceiling, hopped on top of me, oh what a feeling. I don't even know her, I'm like, who you? Then she whispered in my ear,
I just wanna do you.
Anywhere, I don't care,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, pull on my hair,
I just wanna do you.
I can ride it on top,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, on top,
I just wanna do you.
Cell phone ringing.
Hi, Poppy.
What you thinking about, my?
My Poppy.
I'ma hop on top. I'm not gonna stop. I wanna do some things to you.
Like it when I smack that, like it when I pull her hair. I go hard, she move back, I grab her hips, pull her hair. Pulling on her, tugging on her right before she gush. I turn her upside down and put my face in the Now, you can hold back or you can yell, but I be doing it and doing it and doing it well. From the kitchen counter to the floor to the shower, I go hard, I handle that, mama. Licking her in places, making her bells jingle. Every time I call her, she feel a little tingle. Now she on her cell phone, touching on a 2-2.
Baby, I just wanna do you.
Anywhere, I don't care,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, pull on my hair,
I just wanna do you.
I can ride it on top,
I just wanna do you.
Oh baby, don't stop,
I just wanna do you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, Bo, you are so versatile. It's like It ain't even no words for it. Now, the funny thing is, you at first you wasn't taking your talent seriously.
That's what I don't understand.
At first you wasn't taking it seriously. But what made you get to that point where you just started getting bananas with it? Like, you know what I mean?
You know what it is. I wouldn't say I'm not taking it seriously right now, but like, it's the people. It's the people, you know. You figure, I went almost my whole life without rapping, but I've always been able to rap. People always, like, yo, he nice. I was like the young boy, the little dude in the circle of rappers. And I'll be going home from school, and they're like, yo, he nice, let him in. And I thought it was, like, entertaining to rap, but it was never part of the plan. And even now, like I said, when Rob Cruz approached me and tapped me and introduced me to you, it's the same energy. It's the same energy. I'm just in the places, and people are recognizing, and they're like, yo, get him. He's pretty good. But, you know, I'm not running around tapping people on the shoulder, passing out cards or CDs or flyers or anything like that. But, the people call up, and they want more of it. So you give it to them. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to have people, like even right now, there's, you know, I don't know how many people called in. But you figure 5, 10, 15 people are looking to show Bo by just to call in and say, yo, Bo, good luck, man.
Make sure you love, yo. My line is flooded. My line is
flooded. I don't want to.
I'm calling on the last segment for you. I'm like, nah, Bo, come on at 7, because it kind of this is a funny thing. I do a general question segment from 6 to 7 every Friday. You know, a random person come on, they talk about a subject, and people call in and give, you know, they thoughts on the subject.
No doubt.
The topic that they're talking about. So the guy, he's talking. He's like, yeah, you know, Bone such and such, Bone such and such. So I'm like, damn, Bone. She's like, yeah, I've been listening to Bone on the radio, such and such and such. And my switchboard operator came in. She was like, he's talking about Bone. You Bone?
The next one.
I was like, who are you talking about? He's like, Bo Bostick. I said, nah, Bo, come on from 7 to 8.
You called it too early.
You're in a general question segment right now.
I got to listen to the playback. I didn't hear that. I got to listen to the playback.
I was like, wow. He was like, you know, but I don't know if he called back. The guy's name is Kent. I don't know if he called back.
Oh, my man, KD. Oh, yeah.
So I'm just telling you, want to let you know, I don't think I got to him if he called back. So many calls. I don't know who's who, but...
Oh, yeah, that's my brother. I'm going to see him tonight. I'm going to tease him. Yeah, we're going to tease him tonight.
Yeah,
that's my man.
Because he was like, yo, you sound just like Bo. I was like, well, you know, I got to change my
That's what he meant. He texted me and was like, yo, I hear you on the radio. I'm like, what you talking about? I'm not getting on yet. He texted me and was like, yo, that dude sound like you. I swear,
wow.
I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. Okay, okay. Yeah,
wow.
Man,
you know, just to fill you in, you know, let him know that I informed you, you know, that he called and all that. You know what I mean?
Yo, man, I've had fun on G-Pass. If people have called in, some of the calls I'm really taken back. Like when my man, the nice call, he's banned from the state right now, and he took the time out to reach out, let me know he's listening and following me, man.
And that's love, though. You got a whole lot of people behind you. You got a lot of, that's the good thing. And for you not to pass out flyers, and it's the fact of a person persona, how they go about it as well. You know what I mean?
But I think that's mostly what it is. I think people always give me a lot of compliments. They're like, you're the person you are. More than, because I don't have a record on Hot 97 or some of these other radio stations or a big magazine feature. Or I'm not close or affiliated with any camps that could bring me out, you know. So
wow.
I think I really appreciate the fact that people appreciate the person that I am.
Yeah, well, G2 Palace have nine different episodes a week with 11 different hosts, so we're going to be rotating a joint.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. There's nobody on the line right now who we're blocking, right? There's nobody trying to get in, right?
Everybody.
All right, because I like to show them love back if they get a chance.
Yeah, so like I said, everybody that's listening, if you want to talk to Bo Bastard. I'm getting a little more time, you know, even though we're a little past the segment, but it's all love. Like I said, it's all love here. You know, press 1 to go on the air and speak to him as well as everybody else did. But Bo,
GQ Palace Radio, man, I want to thank both of y'all. You woke Lavina for putting the things in place that need to be in place behind the scenes, and you for giving me the opportunity to, like my sister said, thank you for the platform, you know.
No doubt. You know, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. What's your next step? What's the next step for Bo Bosch?
Right now, I'm writing a book. The book is about, you know, it will be like 60% true, and it's based on the actual life events. I'm working on a couple singles. I really am, you know, just taking all the opportunities right now. Like, Connie wants me to come to Delaware. A few people want me to come to perform. I think I'm supposed to be in New Jersey with Apex. I got to talk to him about that. I'm doing that. I'm hoping right now I'm looking for new management. I'm looking for new management. And a couple, I think, magazine features. I don't want to say the name and then be a liar later. But, just working on new records, man.
And that's
working
another
on new
thing,
records.
You know, we have a magazine. You automatically get put in a magazine. You know,
oh, I haven't seen it. I saw a picture online, but I haven't seen the magazine.
Yeah. But you go to the magazine picture. You go to the webpage and you press the covers and everything with the Grand Poobah and all of those. All that was on the magazine on GQ Palace.
No doubt.
We definitely gonna put you in the magazine.
Yeah, and definitely. Well, I mean, I touched on to it, but we can talk more offline. No doubt.
But let me ask, because I know you pressed for time and all that, but let me ask you real fast. If you had the chance to perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Lauryn Hill, Nas.
Mm.
I think Apex might have touched on it. I see a lot of people can rap, but a lot of people are not special.
Mm.
A lot of artists are not special, you know. I think Nas is, like, special. I think Lauryn Hill is special. I think me, if I ever had the chance to put a record together, us three could make something special. You know, I'm talking about like timeless music, not just a club banger for the summer. Just, or if nothing else, just to sit around, you know, throw back ideas, life experiences, and stuff like that. So out the gate, I would say Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill, not. Maybe Damian Marley too. Maybe Damian Marley too.
Oh, okay.
These people are like special, you know what I mean? They like on a different kind of plane than, you know. I'm not really into like living a lavish lifestyle, bling bling. Not, this is not a knock to them. Not to people who do that, you know. But I'm, my mind is somewhere else, you know.
Oh, I definitely feel you. Well, you know, Bo, it's been an honor having you on. What I want you to do, I want you to get their information, let them know how they can hear those tracks, what they got to do to get those tracks, let them
the
know
name,
you have some events, give you a shout-out, just do all
gotcha. The name is Bo Bostic, B-E-A-U. Last name is Bostic, B-O-S-T-I-C. If you YouTube that or Twitter that or Facebook, everything is under the same name, so that makes it pretty easy to find. The albums, the music are available everywhere digitally, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you go for music, it's there. They're like four albums, they're not mixtapes, so you got to go to like the sites to purchase them. I'm Brooklyn Rap. You know what I'm saying? Get it right. You know what I'm saying? Let that out. I had to look that out real quick.
Nothing wrong with that.
shout out to everybody who support me. I love you back, you know. I love you back. Some days I be so busy that I don't say thank you, that I don't say I appreciate you. Now that I have a platform where everybody's listening, let me just say that. I appreciate you. I love you back. GQ Palace Radio, we have fun, man.
No doubt. You know, like I said, you're welcome back anytime, Bo. Send those exclusives so we can play them on not only this episode, there's more episodes that we actually played them on. You know, they got the comedy episode coming up as well. Playing on that. But we definitely going to be doing it. We definitely going to be rotating your joint. Ain't no question about it.
No doubt. When you're out about, we're going to connect, baby.
No doubt. No doubt. For sure. Yo, Bombasa, thanks a lot, fam.
I appreciate you, man. Love you.
No doubt. Love your back, fam.
Peace.
Boom. Bombastic Dons and Divas.
Peace.
Okay, coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist, Monterey, and we're going to be playing his smashing single, I Love New York. So stay right there and don't move. Excuse me. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach the height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kinda sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are, and believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I wanna see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I wanna give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Try to get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. Stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. Shawty so fine, so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off a feed and went and bought a select. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at a crib, I'm just stunting on an X. Pull next to land and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. So bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant, when you on the team. Double MG, the mother fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we talk all night till things get right.
Then we talk all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow. I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile, and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. On my trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got a style. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, she's Alicia Collins. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, and you take it all back. Then we f*** all night till things get right. Then we f*** all night till things get right.
Something about her, probably can't live without her. Roll up some sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate. And I won't ever rest, we meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designed for you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, you showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Make me talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight. We don't need no room. Right now I'm trying to eat, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we f*** all night till things get right. Then we f*** all night till things get right. Oh, yeah.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. And with me, I have up-and-coming artist, Monterey. Monterey, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yeah. What's good, baby?
All right. Thanks. Thanks for joining us this evening. No, man.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt. I heard that single about New York.
I love New York.
Yes, I love New York. I forgot to put an I in. Yes, but it's definitely fire. So,
thank you.
Your
man.
Name.
I appreciate that.
No doubt. Your name. Let's talk about your name. Monterey, how did you come up with that name? Is that your government name or is it?
Nah, that's not my government name. My government name is sort of something like that. My government name is Ray Montes. You know what I'm saying? But growing up, you know, hustling and all of that, getting that paper and shit. My man, Ty Melvin, named me Monterey. We was on the block. We was on the south side out there in Newburgh, New York. You know what I mean?
Okay, now, how long you actually been MCing?
How long I've been what?
MCing.
MCing? Oh, I've been spitting since, like, 14, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't really serious with it. I just got serious with it recently when I was up north. I just did 12 years up top, you know what I mean? And I just touched down, and a couple people up there was inspiring me, like, yo, man, go hard, man. I'm telling you, that music thing is where it's at. Not only that, you fire.
Wow. Now, wait, we actually have a caller on the line for you, man. I didn't even play your track yet. Hold on, all right? We're going to bring them on.
Yeah.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you on the air with Monterey?
What's good, baby? Who this?
It's Destiny. I would like to give a shout-out to my brother, Monterey.
yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I know that voice. You were on the last segment.
My little sister right there. You know, she got to
show
big bro that love.
Yeah, I'm like,
keep doing
what you're doing. Stay positive. I'm proud of you, man.
That's a fact. Thank you, sis. You know I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Now, before we even get into your single, you know, I want to talk to you a little about, you know, a little about yourself and everything. Now, would you consider yourself more of an MC or a rapper?
I mean, it depends on how you distinguish the two, you know what I mean? Like, a rapper, to me, a rapper just put words together that make them sound like whatever, you know what I'm saying? Words that rhyme, that match each other. To me, an MC, he dealing with skills like a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? He making sense when he rhymes. You ain't got to, like, you know what I mean, my elbow connected to my pinky toe and all that other shit, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I would consider myself as an MC because I put them words together and it makes sense.
Now, would you say the people influence you on being a rapper, or is this something that you mainly wanted to do? You know, because like you said, you know, you... Go ahead.
You know, everybody got to find their niche in life, you know what I'm saying? And I guess, you know, I felt like this music thing is mine. I love music, you know what I mean? And you know, not only, you know, matter of fact, shout out to the boy that you just had on there. What you said his name is Bo? Bo Bastard?
Yeah, Bo
that,
Bastard.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. That was nice. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to the show prior to me talking to you. But, yeah, you know, like I said, man, you know, rapping is something that I love. You know what I mean? Something that I enjoy doing. It ain't even about the money or the fame. It's just something that, like, just getting my music out there to the people and letting them hear me, you know what I mean, and get a feel of Monterey.
Okay. So, as an up-and-coming artist, what is your inspiration and goals?
My inspiration is to basically be successful. Knowing that I'm able to be successful is what keeps me motivated and going every day. My goal is to win, you know what I'm saying, in all aspects of life. That's the bottom line. That pretty much sums it up. I'm aiming to win, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I definitely feel you. Now, considering the fact, you know, it's a good thing you did what you had to do and everything. God bless you. You're here today. You're out. You're doing things on a different note. You're taking things to another level, and you're not looking back.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
Now, if another up-and-coming artist comes to you and they'd be like, well, Monterey, I want to get into what you're doing. What advice can you give me? You know,
no doubt about it.
Where you at?
One thing I learned in life is to appreciate the grind. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem like helping somebody else rise. You know what I'm saying? Because you know me, I started from the bottom. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm still at the bottom, but I'm slowly rising. So I work with people. You know, I write music. I write R&B. I write hip hop. You know what I mean? If I could work with somebody and help them be a better person in life, then yeah, I'm all for it. Absolutely.
And you know what? I'm not going to see you at the bottom because I'm going to be specific and real. Like with GQ Palace Radio, we don't just put anybody on it. The material is good and we feel like, okay, this is something that people are going to listen to. At least that's a step forward. You understand?
Right.
Because, you know, as long as you're dealing with us, we're definitely going to put you on to another radio station and you know, try to look for managers and promote what you got and do it like that to push you up there higher. You know, everybody works their way from the bottom to the top. You understand?
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's what we're mainly about, you know, helping our others. And like I said, we're going to put you in a magazine, which is another aspect towards GQ Palette. We do the
right.
CDs and send them out all over to promote, you know what I mean? People call, be like, well, who's this such and such? So, you know, because we're not even at the top. We're at the bottom as well, but I'm not going to say we're at the bottom. We're on the same level. You understand what I mean?
Life is a grind. I definitely understand where you're coming from, Daddy. Life is a grind. We on it. You feel me?
Exactly.
As long as we got that attitude that we born to win, losing ain't an option. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. For sure. Now, what's the worst thing about being an up-and-coming artist to you, and what's the best thing about being an up-and-coming artist to you?
I think the worst thing is for me, like, is just getting out, reaching to the masses. Like, I really think, you know what I'm saying, I thank you, the whole GQ family, for this opportunity to reach out to a mass amount of people, you know what I mean? And, like, because that's, like, the worst thing, just trying to get your voice heard. You know what I mean? Through the nation, through the people, whatever. It's like, that's extremely hard. You know what I mean? But other than that, everything else is pretty much groovy. Like, you know what I mean? It's, the good thing about it is, once you do, when I was in the club the other week and DJ Maserati Styles coming out of 845, he played my song, and people was in there dancing to it, and they was questioning who it was. They thinking it was some new Cameron and so forth and so on. That feeling felt so good. It's like, unexplainable. You feel me? So that right there, just that great feeling that I felt alone is like the best part of this for me, you know?
I definitely feel you, because to go in there and let them hear, and you're just looking around like, oh, yo, who's that? Nobody knew it was you. It's a feeling beyond his control. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a feeling beyond his control, you know? Now, I want to get into your single real fast, I Love New York. Tell us about that.
I mean, you know, I love New York, but I'm not even going to lie. What inspired me to write that was when I heard what the boy Wiz Khalifa did with the Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. You know what I'm saying? He put it down for a city. You feel me? And it's like, lately, with the rap game, ain't nobody really been putting it down for New York. Hov been trying to hold on a little bit for us. You know what I'm saying? He's been carrying the torch for us, but other than that, you know, Movado, he's up and coming, but a lot of people ain't really, like, putting it down, you know what I'm saying, for New York. So I wanted to really, like, I want to bring it home. The music been buried in the South. No disrespect to my brothers down bottom, because I love all of them, brothers and sisters, you feel me? But at the same time, it's like, come on, New York is where it started at, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I love my hood, I mean, I love my city, you know what I mean? I love my state, you know, and that's the bottom line. I love New York. And I want to get that back in the people's hearts. That was my whole reason for doing that. You know what I mean? Love New York. Feel me?
For sure, for sure. All right, we're going to get into that. All right, my lines are still flooded like crazy. We have up-and-coming artist Mona Ray on right now. If you on the line,
live out of New Berg,
you want to speak to him. For sure. What you say, Mona Ray? Go ahead, what you say?
Live out of Newburgh, New York. Make sure they know where I'm coming from. 845.
You know what?
Newburgh,
so you know what
I'm going to
do? I'm going to give the number so they can call in and everything. Like, press 1 to go on the air to speak to Mona Ray. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Mona Ray, you introduce your next thing. Mona Ray.
Yo.
All right, introduce your track.
Oh, yeah, this is the track, you know, the single that I dropped. DJ Odyssey did the beat, you know what I mean? And it's called I Love New York, man. For all y'all that love New York, throw your hands up when you hear this one. This is for us. Okay.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I love New York, bright lights, broken shows in the stadiums, Twin Towers before he faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, ain't no other place that I'd rather be than the Big Apple. I love NYC, to the 9/11 victims say RIP, we still hold the torch high, Statue of Liberty. Every day's a struggle, humans hold on. If you a New York native, the music's going strong. Never doubt yourself, hold your head high like an A-bomb when it's flying through the sky. Let the album drop, let the album sell. We about to bring it home like the Giants 2012. Picture my state losing, New York we back now. They seem to stand up, we never sat down. Go hard, baby, we about to take it there. Can light the world up like Times Square. You can blame me, yeah, it's my fault. I'm one of the reasons that the world scream. I love New York, bright lights, glowing shows in the stadiums. Twin Towers before he faded on. Love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 Yeah, I love my state, we be the best of the best. We running to the top like Rocky running up in steps. Some people love to hate, they don't want to test. Even the haters got I Love New York across their chest. That's why I LOL, you know, laugh out loud. They the reason why the whole New York is laughing now. They try to take our power, try to take our pride. Still represent for those that fear and those that die. 30 water pranks, Broadway shows, the bright lights that inspire kids to reach their goals. Famous Yankee Stadiums, now the Brooklyn Nets, and any other team that couldn't fit. I love New York, bright lights, Broadway shows, Yankee Stadiums, Twin Towers before he faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 Empire State, one of the many greats. I made this song for those who feel like failures they fake. Nah, we not losers, we not quitters.
Crack the bag, Yankee style, you know we hard hitters. All my people with us, put your trust in God. He'll provide the light to help us make it through the fall. Never change up, step your game up. And if you love it, throw the name up. I love New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York. Bright lights, where we show Yankee Stadium, Sprint Towers before he faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York.
Live out of the 845 as well. He did a lot of work with D-blocking them, you know what I'm saying, Styles or whatever. And, you know, he, when I came home and shit, I linked up with him. I knew he was hot in the town and whatever. I went in there, I spit the joint for him, acapella. And he actually, he came up with a beat for it. Like, he already had something in his archive for it. And it's like, it just came together like peanut butter and jelly. The background, he had that ain't no mountain high enough,
I'm listening,
ain't
like,
no valley low enough, and it just all went together, you know what I mean? Because it's an inspirational, motivational type of song. We love New York, you know what I'm saying? Like, we not losers, we not quitters, we hard hitters, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what it is, like, well, Odyssey put that together for me, though, and I thank him for that.
Well, hold on, we have a call on the line for you, we're going to bring them on, all right?
Come on.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
Hey, this is Diamond, Hang Ground, resident 845NY. I want to give a shout-out to Monterey for having some very great music, and we're very excited to see and hear more of them.
Okay, what's good, Diamond? You know that's mad love right there. Shout-out back to you, you know
what
I mean?
No doubt, no doubt. Good luck, Dan. Filling that track right there, though, definitely.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thank
that track has definitely got some, it's definitely fire. That's a club banger right there. Especially
yes.
Singing in the background.
Okay. Exactly. We're excited. We want to hear more. We want to hear more.
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely got some things coming out, you know. We're working. We're grinding. So every day grinding.
Sure.
Yeah.
But make sure you don't stop.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Later.
All right. Hold on, Mari. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you on the air with Monterey?
Hi, Monterey. How are you?
What's good? Who I'm speaking to?
This is Carmella.
Carmella?
Yes.
Okay, what's good, beautiful? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks, and yourself?
All right.
I just want to commend you, you know, for, you know, doing the 12 years, then you come out and do something positive.
Right.
You know, that's a great thing, you know, because we have some people, you don't learn from your mistakes. You know,
right.
You keep making the same mistake over and over again. But you came out and the song, the track that just was played, that's a banger. You know, and someone was saying that should be a national anthem for New York because you touched a lot of spots, you know?
Thank you.
And
thank you. That's
I
what
mean,
I was intending to do.
And you did. You did a great job on that, you know. And honestly, I want to just say, keep up the good work. Keep your head up. You know, just be strong and stay positive. You're going to go far. I see it. Just from that one track that I've heard. You know, don't give up. Don't give up whatever you do. Don't give up.
No. You heard the song, We Not Quitters. We Not Losers. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, and like I said, I just want to commend you and say, please, keep doing what you're doing.
Ain't no stopping me.
And always keep the man up above first, you know, which I'm sure that that's what's up in your life now.
God has,
you know,
made it all possible.
Exactly. Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom to even come up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. So be blessed and keep up the good work, sweetie.
Where you coming from, Camilla? You call
Jersey.
Up from?
New Jersey.
Jersey? Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Jersey, Brick City.
Thank
love,
you.
Thanks,
son. Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
And if you ever in this area, trust and believe, I'll be there to listen to you.
That's right.
I'll definitely be there to listen to you.
I definitely appreciate your support and your love.
Not a problem.
Friday
all right.
Night, make sure you dance.
Oh, no doubt. I'm doing it off your songs.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Take care.
You too. All right, Monterey, hold on. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Hello?
Yes, this is Rachel from Long Island. I happen to be listening to the interview, and
okay.
I wanted to congratulate you on the single.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
I like it. I love New York, too.
That's right, baby. We love New York, you know? They tried to take the Twin Towers from us, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Tried
yep,
to bomb
yep.
our city a couple times. He tried to take New York from us. You know what I mean? But we still here.
Yep,
you know?
We still here. Still
hold
here.
Hold the torch high. Statue
yes.
of Liberty. You know what I mean?
Yes, I totally agree. I would like to wish you continued success with all that you do. It feels good to hear, you know, men changing their lives around and doing big things and being successful at them. So I just want to, you know, grant you a continued success.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Good night, Leo.
All right, like I said, my lines is flooded. If you want to speak to Monterey and you're already on the line, just press 1 to go on the air live. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air live or stay on the line to hear the show. Hold on, Monterey. We have another caller for you on the line. Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you're on the air with Monterey.
All right. My name is Jeremy, a.k.a. Wiggles. Shout out to Rich Money. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Who am I speaking to?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Maverick, all right, how you?
I'm all right. I can't call it. I might spoil it. No.
Yo, Wiggles, what's
good, baby?
All right, how you, yo? Yo, that thing, you already know what it is. I fell in love with that when I heard it.
Yeah, you already know. Everything groovy, man. 845. Conrad Entertainment, man.
All day.
Conrad Entertainment, man. 845. We putting it down. Me and my boy, Young Dougie. My manager, Don Q. This is what we do, you know?
No doubt. Mm. We got to link up there, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. We could do that whenever, wherever.
Right.
I'm with all that. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Rich right. Money, man. I got to thank Rich Money, man. He really put it down for me tonight by giving me this opportunity to really get to the masses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what
no
saying?
Doubt.
Thank you for your support. You know what I'm saying? And I,
no
you know,
doubt,
hope and
man.
Pray that it's ongoing. You know what I mean?
Oh, for
you
sure. For sure. Definitely.
You know.
Because, you know, when I make it, I ain't going to forget my peoples. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Rich Money.
No doubt.
Whoever else that supported me, man. GQ, the whole family, the whole staff. I ain't forgetting nobody.
And listen to, because we got connections also with Prime Time, so I'm going to send them your single as well on Prime Time Radio so they can rotate it.
Okay, okay.
All right. So, you know, it's a couple of radio stations we link to and everything, so we're going to send it out to them and let them rotate your track as well.
No doubt.
It is a fire track, and like the last caller just said, it's like a theme joint. You know, the last time we heard something like that was, what, in the 90s, the 80s? Did they just stop? At first, they were talking about New York, New York, but that's when everything happened, you know, with the Twin Towers and everything. Everything just stopped.
Right,
you know, like
right.
New York back to, you know what I mean? And that's what's bad
you know,
about
you know, not to cut you off, but you know Hov and Alicia Keys started to put it down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They New York joint.
But that's
it wasn't really
because...
as much as a direct hit as mine is,
exactly.
But, you know, it was you know, at the end of the day, out here in New York, you know what I mean? Like,
that was like a Frank Sinatra type thing. That's what that was.
Right,
about.
Right, exactly. And
you
that's
know?
What the news compared it to, you know what I mean? But I tried to, wanted to really focus on things that we went through, you know what I'm saying? Things that we've, overcome and so forth and so on. Why? That's why I wrote it. Like, they try to take our power. They try to take our pride. We still here. We still represent for those that's here and those that died. Feel what I'm saying? Like, through it all, 9/11, so forth and so on, we still here. We still here. The torch, Statue of Liberty, still holding that up. You feel me? So, that's like where it's at right now, man.
Exactly, exactly. I definitely feel you. Jeremy, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to thank you for connection because he's doing big things and he don't even be... And to me, what it is, I don't think Monterey know how big this thing is right now. You know what I mean? I'm serious because, you know, I'm definitely going to do my best to push it. I'm going to give it to Melstar and all of them, you know,
yeah.
On the TV and all that. But, you know, you listen to it and listen to what he's saying and everything and then got the music in the background. What was that song,
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing we can't overcome.
Exactly. That's something that everybody really needs to listen to. You know what I mean? And not only can you listen to it, you could like do your dance and still sing it. You know what I'm saying? So you get in all aspects in that one single.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
All bases covered. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we have another call on the line. We're gonna bring them on. All right?
All right. Let's get it.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there? Let's see. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air with Monterey?
Excellent song. Excellent song. I'm definitely feeling it.
Introduce yourself. Who you be?
This is Rita.
Rita?
Yes. Rita
okay,
from Long Island.
Okay, Rita, how you doing? Shout out to L.I. Strong Island.
That's right. So tell me, where can we get your music? Where can we get this single?
Well, right now, nothing is really out right now because I'm just getting started. But eventually, you'll be able to get it everywhere. You know what I mean? We're working on that. All of that's in the works right now. I'm just waiting on my manager, Don Q. He putting things together. He also working with our other artist, Young Dougie. So it's like his hands is full right now. But shortly you'll be able to get it everywhere that you can get music.
Okay. All right. And are you on Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And what's your information on Facebook so we can become friends?
My information on Facebook is SHUYNOM. You want to be my friend? You want to follow me? That's my information on Instagram as well. Anybody that want to holler at me, definitely gonna accept your friend request. I need that love.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you very much, and just continue to make good music. I'm definitely
Absolutely.
A new fan, straight from Long Island.
Thank you so much for your support. Don't worry, I ain't gonna let you down.
Thanks.
Me or Rich Money. I mean,
no doubt.
Shout out to the GQ family, baby. We in here.
No doubt. Now, Monterey, let me ask you. Hello, you there?
I'm here, baby.
Oh, all right. Now, like I asked the last artist, let me ask you. If you could open up for any artist right now, who would it be and why?
If I could open up for any artist in New York, who would it be?
Next. any artist that's out right now, Jay-Z, 50, anybody, any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
I would have to open up for Hov, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. The reason why I would have to open up for Hov, because he was in them project hallways like I was. He came from the bottom, and now he all the way at the top. He's beyond the top right now. Not only that, he's very inspirational. I mean, if Big was alive, I would have put Big before him, but unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, Big is, he's all rapping right now, so it's definitely going to be Hov.
Okay. Now, not to bring up your past, but let's say the music that was out then compared to the music that's out now, how do you feel about it?
I mean, me personally, I love the music that was out back then. But I also appreciate the music that's out now, too. You know what I'm saying? Certain ones, certain songs, I definitely appreciate. Some things is, you know, not really equivalent to what was out back then. It's like it's a typical beat with a lot of bass in it and words that rhyme. You feel what I'm saying? It's like no craft like Nas, Escobar, the, you know, the craft that he brought to the game and so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? He was like a lyricist, Big, with his stories, Nas with his stories, Hov with his metaphors. It's like, it's not like that no more. It's just, it's nowadays, it's, she tweeted me, I tweeted back, ETF, you understand what I'm saying? That's the typical shit nowadays, or get low, I'm in the red, Porsche blowing dro, so forth, and you know, it's typical shit nowadays. And every, look, if you pay attention to the game, everybody beats sound the same. That shit is crazy.
Exactly right. Now, where do you actually, let's say, see yourself, let's say 2 years from now?
2 years from now, man, I see myself, man, and the whole Conrad Entertainment family. We winning. We on top. We ain't, you know, we pushing hard in this. You know what I mean? Like I said, I do my thing. I write R&B. I do a lot of things with this music thing. You know what I'm saying? And I refuse to lose. So 2 years from now, I see myself successful and, you know, we winning.
Now, let the people know about, you know, like you said, Conrad, Don Q, your entertainment. Let them know all about that.
Conrad Entertainment, you know, that's my boy Don Q, my manager. You know what I'm saying? He's also like a brother to me. You know what I mean? Very good dude. He's trying to put some music out. He's the man to call. You know what I'm saying? Because he's up and coming and he's going hard. Not only that, he's not a snake and he know what he's doing. Conrad Entertainment is the movement. You know what I'm saying? It's the family. Like Young Dougie, he in there. He got his hot little single out. Racks, 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 racks. You know what I'm saying? And it's popping. And, you know, we doing what we do. We making our rap. That's the family. That's the movement to move with. You feel me?
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that. Now, as of now, you know, you just started the music thing. Then, like, you got this hot single out. Do you think that by the time you get up on the stage, it'll be a stage fright thing or anything like that?
Well, I think it'll be a stage fright. Not at all. Absolutely not. We was on stage last weekend. That's going to be on YouTube. We was on stage last weekend at the 2 Chainz concert, Civic Center, Poughkeepsie. You know what I mean? We was just on stage last weekend. I ain't no stage fright. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to give the people what they want.
I definitely feel you. Hold on, we have a call on the line for you, by the way. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, you have Monterey on the line.
This is Kia from New Jersey.
What's good, baby? How you doing?
Well, thank you. I just want to know, what do you think your listeners would get out of your music?
What do I think the people would get out of my music? Hopefully they can get inspiration, you know what I'm saying, that motivation. Some people, they require that, like they lack the self-push, you know, the self-motivation. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, at least from this song right here, this single right here, I can instill in them that self-push, like, yo, we not losers, we not quitters, you know what I'm saying, let's push, you know what I'm saying, we ain't giving up, hold your head high. Like an A-bomb, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do. Folding is for the weak, you know what I mean? We ain't weak, we strong. So that's what I hope that the people could get out of my music. Inspiration, motivation.
What made you get into the business? What made you, you know, was it something you wanted to do?
Was it something that I wanted to do?
With the music?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that I wanted to do for a long time, you know. I just never really, like, had that self-drive with it, you know. But now that I got it, it's like, it ain't no stopping me now. You feel me?
So you want to, who do you think you compare yourself to? If it was somebody right now, who do you compare yourself to?
I don't really compare myself to nobody, you know. And that's not to be rude or nothing. It's just I'm a totally different person. They are whoever they are, and I am who I am. You feel me?
Okay.
Comrade.
Well, I wish you much success in your blow forward.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your call.
You're quite welcome.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Jersey.
Now, you know what? I like that response you have gave, because to me, if somebody have to compare themselves to somebody, you understand, that's not you being lyrically of you being yourself.
Right.
I'm glad that caller asked that question. I'm glad you came with that.
That was a good question.
Yeah, that was a damn good question. You know? And I'm like, wow. But what I want you to do for me is I want you to give them all your information, give them how to connect you on Facebook, if you got the Twitter, give your shout-outs, if you got any performances coming up, give them all that information, and I'm going to hand it over to you right now.
All right, man. You know, like I said, you know, shoot Yenim at hotmail.com. This is the boy Monterey. You know what I'm saying? You can get at me at Facebook, whatever, Gmail, S-H-U. Yenom at hotmail.com. You know what I mean? I'm pushing this thing for the 845. Shout out to my new Berg Vex. This is what we doing. My niggas is winning. You know what I mean? And shout out to the GQ family and everybody else. Don Q, Comrade, we up, baby. Southside, let's do it.
No doubt. Yo, Monterey, I really want to thank you for joining us. We definitely going to be rotating your single. When you get those exclusives, send it to us so we can rotate them and send them as well.
Absolutely. GQ come first, baby. This is where it started at.
No doubt, for sure. Monterey, Dons and Divas. All right, that's it for tonight's show. Thank my guests. I want to thank the host. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Just to fill y'all in on next week's show, I told him I'll let them know ahead of time. My swagger is quite crazy, and the Ciroc boys will be up here to next weekend giving away tickets to the big event, Swagger 3rd Annual Ball. All right? Don't forget, GQ Palace has 9 episodes, 11 different hosts. We have on Sundays, Spiritual Sundays, from 7 to 9, Lavina Polite bring you the most powerful ministers, elders, evangelists, and that, and I'm pastor. Feel free to call in and give your testimony. You know, they quote scriptures of the Bible. They also play gospel music. Starting April 7th from 9 to 10, we have Messenger Alight with Eric Vendros. On Mondays, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty from 7 to 9 with Steph Dallas. No children allowed for that episode. Love, Life, and Loyalty from 7 to 9. From 9 to 10, we have Speaking Out My Point of View with Dr. Feelgood. No children allowed for that episode, please. No children for the Monday episode, 7 to 9, Love, Life, and Loyalty. Speaking Out My Point of View from 9 to 10. Adults only. Explicit contents will be used. Tuesday, we have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor, bringing you the bigger picture, doing it how he said, hard body karate. He's doing it big, calling, joining it. If you know sports, tune in on Tuesdays from 8 to 10, GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor. On Wednesdays, we have the Diva Squad, Rachel and TC from 7 to 9, playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics. They used to be from 8 to 10, but now they're from 7 to 9. to Diva Squad, Love Fantasy on GQ Palace Radio on Wednesdays. Starting March 27th on Wednesdays, 9 to 10, we will have Fall Out Comedy with one of the biggest comedians that's out right now as your host, Rakim Chick Chick Singleton, from 9 to 10. He will also be bringing you the features of some funniest and hilarious comedians that will be on the air. So make sure you don't miss that, starting March 27th, 2013, Fall Out Comedy. On Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Serious, truth to the matter, facts, points. They be doing a Facebook couple of the week every Thursday from 8 to 10. They discuss relationships. You know, they relationship specialists. They've been in Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine. He got his own. He's also an author, KL Belvin. He wrote his novel From Gigolo to Jesus. Check that out on Thursday, Reality and Relationships from 8 to 10. Then on Fridays, you're back here with Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Money, on GQ Palace Radio. I want to wish y'all all a safe and blessed weekend. Yesterday was the last day for our Black History Month. Everybody be safe. Make sure you tune in. GQ Palace is doing big things. We also have a magazine out in JewMag. You can go check that out at www.jewmag.com, JOOMAG.com, and punch up GQ Palace, GEEQUE Palace, and check out the magazine. Also, if you like, you can go to our website. Our website has everything on it. It also has the host of the show on it. If you click the host of the show, you can also listen to their previous episode for the radio station that they did for their show of that week if you missed it. You can check them out. Check that out at www.geeque002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio if you want to check that out. Once again, I wish y'all all a safe and blessed weekend. Excuse me. Like I said, I want to thank the guests, the callers, the listeners, and the man up above. I'm your host, Rich Money, and we out. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. For sure.
I love New York, bright lights, rolling stones, entertainment, twin towns before he faded on. Love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers in the Mets. I love New York, ain't no other place that I'd rather be than the Big Apple. I love NYC, to the 9/11 victims say RIP, we still hold the torch high, Statue of Liberty. Every day's a struggle, humans hold on. If you a New York native, then you was born strong. Never doubt yourself, hold your head high, like an A-bomb when it's flying through the skies. Let the album drop, let the album sell. We about to bring it home like the Giants 2012. Picture my state losing, New York we back now. It's seem to stand up, we never sat down. Go hard, baby, we about to take it there. And light the world up, like Times Square. You can blame me, yeah, it's my fault. I'm one of the reasons that the world scream. I love New York, bright lights, rolling shows, in the stadiums. Twin towns before he faded on. Love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 Yeah, I love my state, we be the best of the best. We running to the top like Rocky running up in steps. Some people love to hate, they don't want to test. Even the haters got I love New York across their chest. That's why I LOL, you know, laugh out loud. They the reason why the whole New York is laughing now. They try to take our power, try to take our pride. Still represent for those that fear and those that die. 30 water franks,
Broadway shows, the bright lights that inspire kids to reach their goals. Famous Yankee Stadiums, now the Brooklyn Nets, and any other team that couldn't fit. I love New York, bright lights, Broadway shows, Yankee Stadiums, Twin Towns before he faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 I love New York. Empire State, one of the many greats. I made this song for those who feel like failures they face. Nah, we not losers, we not quitters. Crack the bag, Yankee style, you know we hard hitters. All my people with us, put your trust in God. He'll provide the light to help us make it through the fall. Never change up, step your game up. And if you love it, throw the name up. I love New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York. Bright lights, glory shows, Yankee Stadiums, Twin Towns before he faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. I love New York.